कोई भी अपना सम्मान की इच्छा नहीं करते, मेरे को सम्मान देंगे, ये करेंगे, वो करेंगे, है ना, ये सम्मान की इच्छा नहीं होनी चाहिए हमारे अंदर। और मान देना, दूसरों को सम्मान देना चाहिए, सबको सम्मान, है ना, सबको सम्मान देना चाहिए। वैसा भाव आएगा हमारे अंदर तब जाके हम भगवान के नाम होगा, कीर्तन में अनुराग होगा। क्योंकि अगर ये आ जाए तो समाज में क्या दिक्कत, कोई दिक्कत रहेगी, कोई समस्या नहीं रहेगी पूरे विश्व में, पूरे विश्व में सतयुग आ जाएगा तुरंत, है ना, सतयुग से जुड़ा वैकुंठ लोक आ जाएगा, भगवान का धाम यहीं पे हो जाएगा। जैसे आप देखिए इस देश में हम हैं, ठीक है, वैदिक महाराज देवी, इसमें लोग कितने प्रेम से रहते हैं, कोई झगड़ा नहीं होता, ठीक है, नहीं, आपस में कितना प्रेम है, क्यों, क्योंकि हम भगवान के नाम होगा कीर्तन कर रहे हैं, क्योंकि ये हम झगड़ा नहीं कर रहे, तभी तो हमारे अंदर ये गुण है धीरे धीरे विकसित हो रहे हैं, तभी तो हम भगवान के नाम और कीर्तन कर पा रहे हैं, नहीं तो कीर्तन आसान नहीं है, है ना, तो अपने आप ये गुण आते हैं। और उसके बाद बोल रहे हैं कि ये भाव कब आएगा, इतना हम्बुल हम कैसे होंगे, विनम्रता कैसे आएगी, सहिष्णुता कैसे आएगी, तो चौथे श्लोक में बता रहे हैं, अगर ये होगा तभी जाके विनम्रता से शिक्षा है। बोल रहे हैं न धनम न जनम न सुंदरम, हे भगवान मुझे न तो धन चाहिए है, न जन्म चाहिए, मतलब न तो बहुत सारे सगे संबंधी फॉलोअर्स चाहिए, और न ही सुंदरी स्त्री चाहिए, है ना, बहुत सुंदरी स्त्री भी नहीं चाहिए मुझे, है कविता, मुझे बहुत बड़ा स्कॉलरशिप भी नहीं चाहिए, मैं बहुत बड़ा स्कॉलर पंडित हूँ, वो भी नहीं चाहिए मुझे, है हे भगवान, है जगदीश काम है, नहीं चाहिए मुझे, हे भगवान, जगदीश मतलब भगवान, तो क्या चाहिए आपको, है भगवान पूछते हैं कि आपको फिर क्या चाहिए, मम जन्मनी जन्मनीश्वर, हे भगवान जन्म जन्मांतर तक, हे भगवान मुझे ईश्वर आपके प्रति भवतार, भवतार मतलब बनी रहे, क्या भक्ति, भक्ति बनी रहे, सेवा का भाव बना रहे, अहितुकी, अहितुकी मतलब कोई थिंग बिजनेस नहीं करना है बिना कारण के, नहीं कि भगवान की भक्ति करने से मुझे ये मिलेगा वो मिलेगा, ये सब नहीं, ऐसी भक्ति मैं पूरे जन्म जन्मांतर तक करता रहूं। तो ये बोल रहे हैं कि मम जहे भगवान मुझे न तो धन चाहिए मुझे, क्योंकि लोग क्या करते हैं भगवान की भक्ति करते हैं किस लिए, जन्म दे ही, जन्म दे ही, गरीब दे ही, इसलिए जन्म भक्ति करते हैं, लेकिन यहाँ बता रहे हैं कि ऐसी भक्ति हमको नहीं करनी, हमको ऐसी भक्ति करनी है कि कुछ नहीं चाहिए मुझे, क्या चाहिए, बस आपकी सेवा में लगा रहूं, आपके नामों में कीर्तन करता रहूं, भक्तों के संग में रहूं, इस तरह की, इस तरह का जो इच्छा होना चाहिए हमारे, तब जाके हम भगवान के नामों का कीर्तन कर पाएंगे। करण है कि हे भगवान अ नंद तनु जो किन करम, हे नंद तनु कृष्ण, अ मतलब हे, कहते हैं हे अ नंद तनु किन करम, मतलब दास, मैं आपका दास हूँ, है ना, मैं आपका दास हूँ, नित्य दास हूँ, और पर की वास्तव में हम लोग भगवान के दास थे आध्यात्मिक जगत में, लेकिन बोल रहे हैं कि पतितम माम विस्मय भवान बोलो, पतितम मतलब गिर गया, है ना, मैं माम मतलब मैं कहाँ पे गिर गया हूँ, विषम मतलब दुख भरा, दुख भरा, विषम मतलब कहते हैं ना फॉरेन कंट्री में जा चले जाते हैं जहाँ पे परिस्थितियां जो है बिल्कुल प्रतिकूल होती है, ये हम लोग फॉरेन कंट्री में आ गए हैं, इसीलिए अनकम्फर्टेबल, इनकम्पैटेबिलिटी है ना, क्योंकि हम चाहते हैं प्रेम पर कोई प्रेम देता नहीं है ना, हम चाहते हैं शांति कहीं शांति मिलेगी नहीं, हम चाहते हैं कि मृत्यु नहीं हो तो कोई मरना नहीं चाहता है, मरेगा, ओल्ड एज नहीं आए बुढ़ापा आ जाता है, इसको कहते हैं विषम, मतलब जो स्थिति में रहने की अनुकूल नहीं है, हम उसकी आदत नहीं है हमको यहाँ रहने की, संसार में रहने की जीव को आदत नहीं है, ये बिल्कुल फॉरेन एटमोसफियर है, यहाँ पे किसी तरह से गिर चुके हैं हम गलती से, somehow or other we have fallen in this material world, विषम भवांभु, भव अम्बुध, भव मतलब संसार सागर, संसार सागर में गिर पड़े हैं, है ना, तो हे भगवान कृष्ण किस तरह से हम इस संसार सागर, मैं तो वास्तव में तो मैं आपका दास हूँ जो आध्यात्मिक जगत में था, और किसी न किसी प्रकार से मैं इस विषम भव सागर में गिर पड़ा हूँ, कृपया तो पाद पंकजम, तो कृपा करके आप अपने पाद पंकज, पाद मतलब पैर, है ना, लोटस फीट, पंकज पंकज लोटस, आपका जो जो लोटस मतलब हवन के समान जो आपका जो है वो पाद है, पैर है, फीट है, उस पर स्थित कर लीजिए मछली, उस पर स्थित एक धूली, धूली मतलब डस्ट, डस्ट के समान सदृशम विचित है, मुझे स्वीकार कर लीजिए अपना। इस तरह से भगवान से प्रार्थना करते हैं। उसके बाद नयन हम गलत अश्रु धारे, कब मेरे नयन, नयन से मतलब नयन, आंखों से अश्रु की धारा बहेगी, बदनम गदगद हो जाएगा और वाणी जो है वो गदगद हो जाएगा, है ना, बदनम शरीर गदगद हो जाएगा और वाणी जो है रुक जाएगी, और उल्का निष्ठम बपुह करा, शरीर कब जो है मेरा बिल्कुल रोमांच से भरेगा, रोंगटे खड़े हो जाएंगे, तब नाम ग्रहण में भविष्य। एक ऐसा दिन आता है, एक ऐसा समय आता है भक्ति में जब हमारा हृदय शुद्ध होने लगता है, उसे फिर कहते हैं भाव अवस्थे, कहते हैं भाव, जैसे शुरुआत श्रद्धा, साधु संगम, भजन क्रिया, अनर्थ निवृत्ति, निष्ठा, रुचि, आसक्ति, तब भाव आता है। भाव के लेवल पर जब भक्त पहुंचता है तो ये सिंह सुष्म होती है, आंखों से आंसू गिरेंगे, जब हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का जप करेंगे तो आपके आंसू से आंसू भी गिरेंगे, बिल्कुल निरंतर आंसू अश्रु प्रवाहित होंगे प्रेम से, भगवान के प्रति प्रेम से। तो वो आंसू कैसे रहेंगे, दुख के आंसू नहीं होते हैं, वो सुख के आंसू होते हैं, ठंडे आंसू होते हैं बिल्कुल, और शास्त्र में बताया वो आंसू जो है बिल्कुल ठंडे चीतल जैसे फ्रिज से निकल रहे हैं, और उसका गुण होता है कि स्वीट होता है आंसू, जो दुख का आंसू है नमकीन होता है, और वो आंसू जो है मीठा होता है, स्वीटनेस रहता है, प्योर। और तो इस तरह के आंसू, और शरीर जो बिल्कुल रोमांच से भर उठेगा, जब शरीर में आप नाचेंगे, जंप करेंगे, ऐसा भी कर सकते हैं, इतना प्रेम, इतना आनंद भरेगा शरीर में, इसको ये स्टेज आता है भाव स्तर पे जो भक्त पहुँचते हैं। जैसे स्वामी से प्रभुपाद जी के भी बता रहे थे, एक भक्त प्रभुपाद जो है एक बार रूम पे बैठे हुए थे और उनकी आंखों से आंसू धारा के समान गिर रहे थे, आपको विश्वास नहीं होगा ये बात कैसे होता है। तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु रोते थे तो जैसे लगता था कि जब नल खोलते हैं ना तो पानी जितने तेज से निकल रहे थे उनके आंखों से आंसू गिरते थे, ऐसे नहीं गिरते थे, ऐसे फबारा चलता है चैतन्य महाप्रभु रोते। तो कुछ बोलते एक्सप्रेसिव ना, एक्सप्रेसिव इसको बोलते हैं, प्रेम नहीं होता है हमें इस स्थिति को समझने में थोड़ा मुश्किल होगा, कैसा हम एक्सपीरियंस नहीं किया है अभी तक, ये इसको समझना बहुत मुश्किल हो, कैसे होता है ये आध्यात्मिक आनंद है, आध्यात्मिक आनंद। तो जैसे जैसे हमारा भाग्य आगे लेवल होता है ना, हायर लेवल पर ब्लिस का, तब कब होगा ये सब दिन आएगा ये बोल रहे हैं। और हमारा युगाई तम निमेश, युग जो है वो पूरा एक युग जो है बारह वर्ष एक निमेश के समान दिख मुझे लग रहा है। निमेश मतलब एक निमेश का मतलब कितना होता है पता है आपको, एक निमेश का मतलब 16/75 सेकेंड को हाफ निमेश होते हैं, हाफ निमेश का मतलब 16/75 सेकेंड, तो एक निमेश का मतलब हो गया 32/75, 32/75 सेकेंड जो होता है मतलब 0.5 सेकंड पर एक निमेश बोला जाता है, वो जो है वो किसके समान लग रहा है मुझे, एक युग के बराबर प्रतीत हो रहा है आपके विरह में, भगवान के विरह में। अभी तो याद ही नहीं आती है ना, पर एक ऐसा समय आता है जब भगवान के विरह में हमें ऐसा लगेगा, और चक्षुषा प्राविता, आंखों से अश्रुओं की बारिश हो रही है, वर्षा होती है, शून्याय तम जगत, सारा विश्व जो है शून्य सा प्रतीत हो रहा है, गोविंद गोविंद विरह विरह आश्रित सेवा पादरता विनष्ट माम, चाहे आप मेरा आलिंगन करें या अपने पैरों से मरमाहत करें मुझे, पिनष्टु मारते हैं पैर से, जैसे आप फुटबॉल होता है तो क्या करते हैं उसको किक करते हैं पैर से, या तो भगवान आप मुझे अपने आलिंगन में बांधे या अपने पैरों से मुझे ठोकर मारे, मुझे दर्शन नहीं दे या नहीं दे, अदर्शनार्थ मतलब दर्शन दे या नहीं दे, न देकर मुझे मरमाहत करें, कुछ भी करें, जैसा तथा हुआ जो भी चाहे आप करें, विदिधा से लंपट हे लंपट, लंपट का मतलब क्या हुआ, पूर्ण तरह जो स्वतंत्र होता है है ना, पूरी तरह स्वतंत्र है भगवान, आप जो कुछ चाहे करने में स्वतंत्र हो, लेकिन हमेशा मैं आपकी भक्ति में लगा रहूँ, मत प्राण ना, फिर भी आप मेरे प्राण ना बने ही रहेंगे चाहे आप जो भी करें मेरे साथ। ये भाव होता है जब उच्च सर्वोच्च लेवल की भक्ति जो होती है उसमें ये भाव, यानी जब तक सब कुछ ठीक ठाक चल रहा है तब तक भक्ति कर रहे हैं, जहाँ कोई दिक्कत हुआ तो अरे क्या है भक्ति करने से भी दिक्कत होती है, नहीं ये बहुत हाई लेवल की भक्ति है। तो इस तरह से ये आठ श्लोकों का, और ये आठ श्लोक जो है बताए गए कि सारांश है पूरे शास्त्रों का, सारे शास्त्रों का सारांश यही है, इसके बाहर कुछ नहीं, ये आठ श्लोकों के बाहर कुछ नहीं है। वेद शास्त्रों का अल्टीमेट जो ज्ञान है, जो हाईएस्ट नॉलेज वी कैन गेट फ्रॉम द वेदा, ये श्लोक का चैतन्य महाप्रभु इतने बड़े विद्वान थे, स्वयं भगवान थे और बड़े बड़े दिग्विजयी लोगों को हराया, हिसाब पढ़ रहे हैं उसमें बहुत लोगों को हराया, पर उन्होंने केवल आठ श्लोक लिखा पूरे अपने जीवन में, आठ ही श्लोक बताया और वो भी आठ श्लोक लिखे, और उन्होंने बोला कि आठ श्लोक जो है वो तरह से इसको जो समझ लिया उसको सारा वेद शास्त्र नहीं आए नहीं तो भजन जो मैंने गा के और हम शुरुआत करते हैं क्लास में।
भजे मन श्री नंदनंदन अभय चरण अरविंद रे,
ये
So today, discussing this topic today, Ayurvedic mythology. So we'll discuss about the Vedic literature. The other Vedic literatures are mythology. This is a long presentation, so it needs your patience also. You need your patience. So that I wanted to give you all a overall picture that how this word mythology was added in the Vedas.
उसको एक फ्रेंड आने वाला है ना तो
लेट हिम कम ना बट कैन आई डू नाउ लेट ओके थैंक यू सो मच लेट हिम कम बस नाउ टाइम इज टू लेट ना इट्स जस्ट 45 मिनट्स सो आर विद अस माइथोलॉजी बिकॉज मॉडर्न प्रेजेंट सिचुएशन पीपल फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल दे डोंट नो व्हाट इज वेदास. And second thing is that they don't know what is there inside the Vedas. Without knowing this, they presume that Vedas are mythology. And why they do like this? What makes them to feel that Vedas are mythology? So this is the point which we are going to discuss. How? Because 200 years back, around 1800, even a single Indian could never even imagine in his dream that Vedas can be mythology. He could not even think of it. But today the situation is completely changed. Today hardly there are few people who believe that Vedas can be right. So how so much transformation could come? Baseless transformation. That Vedas are mythology. So today, whether are Vedas mythology, that we will discuss first, and then we will discuss that whether are Vedas mythology in reality. So whatever incidences, pastimes, and the history, even in Vedas, are these all Mahabharata and Ramayana, are these antithesis, mythology, imaginary stories, or there is this is history. So this topic we are going to discuss today, and we'll show some scientific verification of the Vedic knowledge. But before that, first of all we'll discuss the word of the Vedas. What is Veda? Veda means
knowledge.
So whole Vedic knowledge, sometimes when you speak of Veda, people think that Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda and Athar Veda, the other, only Veda. All others are not Veda. No. This whole Vedic knowledge is a very vast ocean of knowledge. You cannot imagine how much knowledge is there in the Veda. Then you cannot think of it. It requires at least 1 lakh years to study the Vedas. So vast literature, so much depth is there in that literature. How? So, you see what is Vedas, total knowledge if you see. In this slide you can see that Vedic knowledge is, earlier there was only one Veda. According to modern history written by the Britishers, well, what history we read is given by the Britishers. According to them, the first Veda is Rig Veda. But Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't say like that. Srimad Bhagavatam says that initially the Veda was only one, and its name was Atharva Veda. And then, when Kali Yuga came, then Vyasadeva divided the Atharva Veda into four parts: Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda, and Atharva Veda. एट वन टाइम ओनली, इतने देर पहले ऋग्वेद आया फिर यजुर्वेद, नहीं ऐसा नहीं, एक साथ डिवाइड किया. एंड देन ही फोर ऑफ हिज डिसाइपल्स, ही वाज हैविंग फोर डिसाइपल्स, ही मेड वन ऑफ ईच ऑफ वन ऑफ फोर इन चार्ज ऑफ ईच वेद. दैट इज ऑल्सो नेम इज ऑल्सो देयर, वन जेमिनी ऋषि एंड देन रोम हर्षण हर्षण, लाइक दैट देयर फोर डिसाइपल्स ऑफ व्यास ही मेड इन चार्ज ऑफ दिस फोर वेदर्स. And then what Veda we know is that divided Veda. So the Vedic knowledge has two sections. Basically we can categorize Vedic knowledge in two parts. The first part is called Shruti and then another is Smriti. These two parts. So Vedic knowledge, two parts. Shruti and Smriti. In Shruti comes four Vedas. In Shruti also we can divide three parts. Veda, Upavedas and Vedangas. Vedang. So Vedas also has four parts. One is Rig, Yajur, Sam, Atharva. These are the Vedas. And then it has further extension of Vedas. Those are Samhitas. So many Samhitas. Rig Samhita, this samhita, that samhita, manu samhita, this sadhi samhita, both sadhi samhita. Samhita ka matlab hai ki mantra, jisme mantra rehte hain. Hare Krishna. Samhita is jo mantra hote hain, there are mantras. Then, brahmanas. Brahmanas means the ritual explanation of mantra, how to chant the mantras. How to chant, which day, how, what kind of mantra can be chanted. Then there are Aranyakas. Aranyakas explains the esoteric meaning of mantras. What are the meaning of the mantras? Not only rituals, chanting mantra. You know, that comes from the Brahmana. But the meaning of the mantra and the deep meaning behind. You know, the mantras are useless. Just chant and, you know, some vibration without any meaning. No, not like that. The meaning of the mantras are given in Aranyakas. And then there are the Upanishads. Upanishads are the Gyan Kandidishad, the philosophy behind the mantras. Philosophy behind the whole procedures. It's not ritual, but it is philosophy also. On what philosophy basis based all these mantras are there. So everything is there. So Vedas, basically the Vedas, consisting of only mantras. Rig, Yajur, Yajurved, Samved, Atharved. And it needs the detailed explanation to understand it. Without detailed explanation, without understanding through the Guru, we cannot understand the Vedas. Because it is confusing also, many times. Then there are Upavedas like Dhanurved, Ayurved. Just like today, we also use karte hain. People are using these Ayurved medicines. These are called Upavedas. An extension of it. Then there are Vedangas. Vedangas comes six parts. Kalpa, ritual, details. Then Siksha, pronunciation, how to chant, Vyakaran, grammar, Nirukta, etymology, then Chandas, meters, Jyotish, astronomy, and time calculation. So these are called Vedangas. Then second section, and these all Shrutis are nothing. This cannot be created by somebody. This part is directly given by God, Krishna. So Krishna, it is not created, manufactured. It is directly the word of God. And it is every yuga which doesn't change. This is remain same. Whenever there is creation, this will remain same. Then there is Smriti. This is Smriti, so therefore it is that Shruti is revealed absolute truth, every word unchanged eternally. Every word is unchanged eternally. Nobody can change the Vedas. Then there is Smriti. Smriti means it is composed by the sages. Wording may change from age to age, but essential principles are changed. So this is called Smriti. So this is composed. sometimes people have false understanding. They think that everything is composed by sages. And Rig Veda, Yajur Veda also composed by
sages.
It can be compiled but not composed. Compiled means just I am speaking and you are writing. But you cannot create. God is speaking and you are writing. So that is another thing. Just this Shruti are also like Vedas are written by Vyasdeva only, but it was just revealed by God. It's not manufactured. But Shruti, Smriti jo hai, it is composed by sages. That is the difference between Shruti and Smriti. Smriti has these six parts. Ritual sutras, tantras, tantratras, puranas, itihasas, sixth darshan. Now in ritual sutras there are three parts. Shraut sutra, this is explains the public yagyas, yagyas, various kinds of yagyas which can be performed public like Ashwamedha yagya. And then there is Griha sutra. It explains the home yagya, मतलब घर में जो यज्ञ होते हैं, उसके बाद धर्म सूत्र है, जिसका law books for the regulating the whole society, इसको law book. धर्म सूत्र है धर्म शास्त्र, like मनुष्य संहिता and others. So in मनुष्य संहिता, how a wife should live, how a what is धर्म of a husband, what is the धर्म of a king. अगर मान लीजिए अगर पिता मर जाते हैं तो उनकी संपत्ति किसको दी जाएगी, इसमें बताया फर्स्ट इट शुड कम टू द वाइफ, देन वाइफ इज ऑल्सो नॉट देयर, देन शुड गो टू द सन, देन सन इज ऑल्सो नॉट देयर, देन शुड गो टू द डॉटर, इफ डॉटर डजंट वांट इट देन इट शुड गो टू द सन ऑफ द डॉटर, एज अ होल डिटेल ऑफ लॉ गवर्निंग द सोसाइटी इट इज देयर इन द लाइक द वेरी डिटेल बिग volume of books, manusha samhita. Then tantras are there. Tantras mean tamasic, rajasic and sattvic tantra. It is spoken by the Lord Shiva to Parvati. It is called tantra. Then pancharatra. This is Vaishnava worship. This we are worshipping, this is pancharatra. Pancharatra worship given in Vedas. Spoken by Lord Shiva to Narada Muni. Then puranas. There are 18 major puranas and 18 minor puranas. Puranas are, there are total 18 number of Puranas, major Puranas, and there are minor Puranas also 18, same number. So Puranas are the history, because sometimes when I say, you know, you are not this body or soul, or, you know, you'll ask the question that, has anybody realized this in history? So these examples are there in Puranas. The how people have applied this spiritual knowledge in their life, and they have got benefited. So they have realizations, they have got benefited. Like how if you become devotee of Krishna, then whole world can become peaceful. So if you want to see the example, you read the Maharaj Yudhishthira. He was the king of the entire world. So how in his kingdom, because he was a devotee, everything was nicely performed. There was no scarcity, no disease in his kingdom. He was such a perfect king. How? Because you are a devotee of the Lord. So therefore such examples are there in Puranas. And 18 Puranas total there are 4 lakh slokas. Total 18 Puranas, there are 4 lakh slokas. And then minor Puranas also there. Then Itihas is there, then 6 darshan in that Vedanta, Mimamsa, Nyay, Vaisheshika, Yoga and Sankhya. Yoga Sutra, this may have been yoga jo hum log practice karte hain, Swami Ramdev ji hain. योग तो योग एक पार्ट है उसका, एक जस्ट पैसा इसको प्रैक्टिस करके स्वामी रामदेव जी वन ऑफ द रिचेस्ट पर्सन इन इंडिया बन गए. तो ये बाकी चीजों को प्रैक्टिस करेंगे तो क्या होगा. समझी मास्टर साहिर वेदा ही ऑल्सो कैन बिकम मिलियनेयर. सो ईच एंड एवरीथिंग समझी धनुर्वेदा इफ यू मास्टर धनुर्वेदा इज अ मंत्रा इनवोकिंग वेपन by using mantras, powerful. Dhanurveda doesn't exist, it has disappeared. Because people will misuse it. Therefore, ये वेद भी प्रकट होते हैं और अप्रकट होते हैं. धनुर्वेद आप नहीं पाएंगे कहीं भी, मिलेगा नहीं. पर शास्त्र में लिखा हुआ है कि धनुर्वेद है, दूसरे वेदों में जो अभी अवेलेबल है उसमें लिखा हुआ है कि धनुर्वेद है, और उसमें आर्चरी के बारे में बताया गया कैसे युद्ध किया जाए, कौन कौन से मंत्र होते हैं, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ वेपन स्ट्रेटजी, एवरीथिंग इज एक्सप्लेन इन दैट लाइक दिस इज होल ऑल अबाउट द वैदिक नॉलेज इन दैट महाभारत ऑल्सो कम्स महाभारत एंड रामायण ऑल्सो कम्स इन अंडर इतिहास में आता है, इतिहास में रामायण और महाभारत आता है. ओके सो दिस इज होल वैदिक नॉलेज. नाउ द एंशियंट वैदिक द ऋग्वेदा नॉलेज ऑफ थिंग्स इट इज 10,859 श्लोकास एंड यजुर्वेद है 3,988 श्लोकास. सामवेद है, सामवेद इज द नॉलेज ऑफ क्लासिकल म्यूजिक. हमारे जितने क्लासिकल म्यूजिक सारे गामा पधानी ये सारे कहाँ से आए, कहीं फ्रॉम सामवेद. ये किसी ने बनाए छोड़े हैं, मैन्युफैक्चर द म्यूजिक ट्रेडिशन से चलते आ रहा है, कैसे बजेगा हाउ टू प्ले. सो होल म्यूजिकल इंस्ट्रूमेंट बेस्ड ऑन दी सेवन नोट्स सारे गाँव का एंड कॉम्बिनेशन परमुटेशन एंड कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ दी सेवन ओनली द होल म्यूजिक बट द बेसिक इज कमिंग फ्रॉम दी सांग नॉलेज ऑफ म्यूजिक नॉलेज ऑफ लिटर्जी. 1,549 श्लोकाज इन सामवेद. देन आयुर्वेद नॉलेज ऑफ मेडिसिन ओवर 1,00,000 श्लोकाज डिटेल्ड विच डिजीज व्हाट काइंड ऑफ डिजीज हाउ टू सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम एंड मेनी डिजीज आर देयर विच एलोपैथी कैनॉट ट्रीट इंग्लिश मेडिसिन देयर इज नो ट्रीटमेंट बट दोज डिजीज वेरी इजली कैन बी ट्रीटेड इन आयुर्वेद. There is a doctor in Bilgaon. So these are the. Then there is Upanishad. Jyotish Upanishad discusses about astrology and astronomy. Then there is Kalpa, rituals and legal matters, Shiksha, phonetics, Atharva Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, Kaushitya Upanishad, Kena Upanishad, Dhanurveda, Mundaka Upanishad, Sulba Sutra. Knowledge of mathematics, Yoga Sutras, knowledge of meditation. Here are the Upanishads. There are many Upanishads. The total number of 108 Upanishads are there. So there are few of them. Yeah. Actually, there are many Upanishads, but 108 are major Upanishads. Many Upanishads. Many Upanishads. So this is the Vedas. Now we'll discuss that all these are this mythology. So now in today's presentation, we are going to cover the five topics. First is the wonder world mythology. How it's got connected with the Vedas? Because earlier this mythology world was not there. So how strategically it was getting people connected this mythology world to Vedas, which is very commonly household word in it nowadays. Mythology, Vedic mythology. We will say we are proud of our Indian mythology. How you can be proud of mythology? Either it is proud or you can be proud or it is mythology. If it is mythology and it is same, proud. Then how it got started, then reputation, then modern researches on Vedas, and then glory of Vedic wisdom. These are the few points for you. Now let us see present condition. These are the people who are the responsible. They are called Indologists. These people are called Indologists. What is the meaning of this word Indologist? That they came in India, they staunch Christian missionaries. They came in India with the purpose to spread Christianity. Because in the beginning the Britishers were staunch Christians. Because they were having so much faith and their purpose was to spread Christianity. Of course, in the beginning they came for the trade purpose. No? Britishers came, but then they saw a situation that here we can conquer India also and then we can spread Christianity also. This is a nice place for Christianity. So then they changed their strategy later on. So then they started seeing India as a field of Christianity, field for the spreading the Christianity. So the Indologists were sent by the Christian missionaries from Britain to spread Christianity in the in India. How to do this? We are doing a study here. How to do it? So they came in India and they saw that people are having so much faith in the Vedas that you cannot change them into Christianity. Why? Because in Christian in Veda it mentioned that those people who are Westerners, they are Anarya. There is Arya and there is Anarya. Anarya means the one who doesn't follow the Vedas.
Below the Sudras.
Yeah, below the Sudras. Like Malachya and Yavana. These two classes, they were called fifth class. And they were untouchables. You cannot touch also. So Brahmana, when these Britishers came in India, so Muslims were not having any problem. But specifically Indian Hindus, especially in that of the Brahmanas, were very particular about touching. So they will see the Britishers and from दूर से दौड़ के भाग जाते थे लोग नहीं नहीं छूना नहीं नहीं छू ही मलच्छा एंड दिस पीपल वर वेरी एंग्री यू नो बिकॉज दे यूज टू थिंक देमसेल्फ वेरी पावरफुल हाउ दे आर इंसल्टिंग अस इवन दे डोंट फील अस टू टच आल्सो देयरफॉर दे रियली गॉट अ शॉक लाइक हाउ वी कैन कंकर इंडिया हाउ वी कैन स्प्रेड क्रिश्चियनिटी इफ दे हैव सो मच सेल्फ एस्टीम सो देन दे स्टार्टेड टू सर्च that what is the origin of their belief, from where so much self-confidence is coming, and they could come to know that this is Vedas, from Vedas this so much confidence they are arising. So how to conquer them now? So let us attack on Vedas. But to attack Vedas we have to know Sanskrit. So they appointed the Sanskrit scholars. They came in India and they learned, took admission in the Sanskrit University, and they learned Sanskrit. See how strategically they did it, you'll be surprised. First they learned Sanskrit, they learned Sanskrit. And then they captured the India and then they changed the education system. Earlier the Sanskrit was taught, everything was based on Vedic literature, even medicine. Nowadays we have medical colleges are there, but earlier then these medical colleges were not there, only Ayurvedic colleges. All the science branches were there earlier also in India, but not the way we are seeing today. Like astronomical branch was there, astronomy and astrology was there earlier. So like that, these branches were there earlier also. Medicine, military science was there, everything was there. But these people wanted to superimpose their ideas. So later on they removed Sanskrit. And they established a new education system. And from that education system they removed Sanskrit. So today you see there is hardly any Sanskrit. Only for the purpose of sake of we are Indians, we should read Sanskrit. That's all.
Third language.
Understand? So that was the purpose, their purpose. That how to become and how to so if Sanskrit is useless, then why they learn Sanskrit? That is the question. So they learn Sanskrit and they studied Sanskrit, and then they started changing the meaning of Vedas. And these scholars were very expert. They used to study Sanskrit literature and then they used to write in English. They used to write in English, and common people used to read their commentaries on Vedas. What they are writing, like Bal Gangadhar Tilak, Radhakrishnan, all these personalities, whatever they have written, you know, Bal Gangadhar Tilak has written one commentary on Bhagavad Gita. But you know, Bal Gangadhar Tilak, from where he has written? He was not a great scholar of Sanskrit. He has read from the Britishers. And then he has written his ideas. These are rogues for the people. We'll see how they did it, because their motives are very clear, they're recorded, it is still recorded, their books, Then letters, all the genealogies, they have written letters. Those letters are still there. If those letters, later on, the, people came to know that what was their motive, how they did it strategically. So they came and studied Sanskrit and they changed the meaning of the Vedas. And what they say? They changed the meaning Vedas according to Bible. What all was according to Bible, they did not discuss much. But whatever was against Bible, they completely rejected. It cannot be possible. Therefore, you see, they have written history of India only 44,000 BC. 3000 BC se start history of Bharat. Usse pehle kya history nahi tha? No. It, for them, Earth was created 4000 BC according to Bible. So there cannot be any history beyond 4000 BC. But here then they came, they saw that Vedas are telling 864,000 there was Dwapar Yuga before Kali Yuga. It was completely inconceivable for them. Therefore they thought it is childish. They just put a stupidity. How it can be 864,000? It cannot be possible. So, so many things like Saraswati River, they use some point like Saraswati River. It is mentioned in Vedas that there is Saraswati River. So they asked the question, where is Saraswati River? Because they could not see, there was no Saraswati River. They said that, see, there is Saraswati, there is no Saraswati River, so means that this is mythology.
Why the people not raise the question that Saraswati River was at that time? It not possible that every time they see the Saraswati River, will be at that time, maybe the solution will come.
They raised the question. They raised the question. And therefore, immediately people did not took up all these things. Gradually on the over the period of time. When they removed Sanskrit, why people are not asking today? Why not asking?
They don't know.
So gradually people became were kept aloof from the Vedas. Aisa education system, aisa social structure bana diya, aisa financial structure bana diya, logon ko zarur padhne ki time nahi hai. Aapke education system mein kahan hai Vedas? Is there any subject regarding Vedas or Bhagavad Gita? No subject. They have made such a structure that you cannot ask questions, such questions. You can ask how, you know, how to get, how to make bridge and construct this and all these things. But you cannot ask the question. Understand? So like that. So people, few people asked also and they did not accept it. But many people accepted this. Many people. Gradually. So, these Indologists, they had this purpose. And gradually they changed the meaning of the life. How? Now you may ask question. And today you can see the situation is that most of the Indologists, historians and archaeologists in modern universities, they agree that there was no civilization in the Ganges basin of India 5000 years ago. सबको पक्का विश्वास हो गया है कि कोई ऐसा इतिहास था ही नहीं भारत में 5000 और इसलिए वेदों में जो लिखा है 864,000 12,96,000 ये सब अंधविश्वास है 5000 पहले कुछ था ही नहीं जस्ट दिस पॉइंट इटसेल्फ विल प्रूव वेदर फॉर इफ यू सेड दैट देयर वाज नथिंग बिफोर 5000 इयर्स मींस दैट वेदा इज रॉन्ग रामायण इज रॉन्ग महाभारत इज रॉन्ग नेचुरली हो जाएगा खत्म So therefore, because people accept this point that 5000 years ago there was nothing, and therefore all Vedas has become mythology. We will discuss in detail how it is called, that there was nothing beyond 5000. Even we have got the, you were saying, huh?
2.3 thousand years back, a lady was in found. The body is ready,
yeah.
And 3.4 million years back.
Mm. Skeleton. Yeah, 3.4 million years back, also, a skeleton has been found. So, how it is false? Well, there is no one 5000 years ago. It's false, bogus. The civilization in which They said this Indologist, and now people also are accepting this. What they accept, that the civilization in which those past times are said to be occurred simply did not exist. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Mahabharata, is tarah ka koi sabhyata thi hi nahi. They say that the stories of that civilization are mythological, and they were gradually invented over a period of centuries. It is not in reality history, but it is mythology, and it was invented. It was in here. You can see also. Yeah, this one. 3.2 million years old. You see, human skeleton. So they are saying that they all are imaginary stories written in Bhagavatam, and then people say, today we are discussing today's situation, present condition. How to make people believe this? The Bentley and pioneer in biologists such as William Jones and Max Muller worked very hard to show that the Shastras are nothing but a mixture of fables and fiction, and they were quite successful in that. They started a school of thought that is solidly established in modern universities, both in Western countries and in India also. So today there is a subject called philosophy in our colleges. You know what they read in that philosophy? In that philosophy they don't read exactly Sanskrit. In that philosophy they read whatever Max Muller has written, whatever William Jones has written. And through that there is philosophy. What will they understand about this? Because whatever Max Muller and William Jones have written, that is distorted philosophy. Distorted according to their own conception. They have changed the philosophy. Therefore, what people read philosophy of India, that is wrong. What we read the history of India, that is wrong history. It is manipulated history. It is not real history. And because we have been studying from the childhood, therefore we blindly believe that this is only history of India. जैसे मान लीजिए आपको बचपन से ही बताया जाए कि आप यू आर फीमेल, जन्म से ही बताया जाए, तो आप बड़े हो जाएगा तो आपको क्या सोचेंगे कि मैं फीमेल हूँ. यू अंडरस्टैंड द कॉन्सेप्ट. फ्रॉम चाइल्डहुड वी आर रीडिंग दैट मैन केम फ्रॉम मंकी, तो बिल्कुल विश्वास हो गया कि हाँ मैन केम फ्रॉम मंकी, कहीं और चाह नहीं सकता. क्योंकि देख रहे हैं कि मैन कैन नॉट कम, मैन इज कमिंग फ्रॉम मैन ओनली, बट स्टिल वी आर थिंकिंग दैट मैन केम फ्रॉम. Nobody has seen any monkey changing into man. आज तक कभी दिखाई नहीं दिया कहीं. हमने यही देखा है कि एक आदमी से आदमी का निर्माण होता है. आज तक कोई प्रूफ नहीं है इस बात का. नो आर्कियोलॉजिकल, बट बिकॉज इट इज रिटन इन द बुक्स एंड वी आर रीडिंग, वी एक्सेप्ट इट ब्लाइंड.
बच्चे बोलते कि तुम्हारी माँ या बाबा तभी वो बड़े होता है.
तो अब जो बताएंगे वो उसी के, आप गलत बताओगे तो गलत ही विश्वास करें, ठीक नहीं? Like that. So people have developed blind faith on science. Whatever my textbooks are telling, that is 100% correct. And that cannot be wrong. So, and this was done by Max Muller, William Jones, these people. They worked very hard to change this whole understanding. How they did it? They started it very carefully, because they were fearful in the beginning. That if he starts preaching Christianity in India, at that time India population was 5 crores. In 1757, India's population was 5 crores. Today it is 130 crores. In 1900, India's population was 20 crores. Just see how quickly population has increased. And within 100 years, and 10 years, now it is 130 crores. Almost 5 times increase, 6 times increase in population. That time, they were fearful that if we do more, we will kill them here. But there were only few thousands of teachers in India. So they were very careful. That's why this person, one tea dealer, Mr. Twining, tea dealer, because earlier they used to come in the form of dealers. चाय के व्यापारी के रूप में आए, लेकिन ब्रिटिशर्स जो आए थे कैसे आए थे, टी इम्पोर्ट एक्सपोर्ट by this team. So this person, Twining, his name was Mr. Twining. So he said, you see his statement, you can read?
As long as we continue to govern India as a mild, tolerant spirit of Christianity, we may govern it with ease. But if ever the final day should arrive, a religious innovation shall set our foot in that country. Indignation will spread from one end of the Hindustan to the other, and the arms of 50 million of people will drive us from that portion of the world with as much ease as the sand of the desert is carried by the wind.
That's Calvin. What is the meaning of this?
Christianity
from mild or tolerant spirit से अगर देंगे लोगों को लोग काफी आसानी से इंडिया को गवर्न कर सकते हैं लेकिन अगर हम बहुत ही ज़्यादा अगर उनको
एग्रेसिव
ओपन करेंगे तो वो हमें खदेड़ेंगे
कैसे खदेड़ेंगे
जैसे हवा से
जहर की रेट
होती है
हम बालू जैसे हवा उड़ा देते हैं वैसे हमको उड़ा देंगे वेरी केयरफुल इन द बिगिनिंग पर इनका मोटिव था कि हमें स्प्रेड करना है पर धीरे धीरे करेंगे क्योंकि तेजी से किए तो प्रॉब्लम है सिमिलरली मॉन्टगोमरी ही गिव हिज यस
क्रिश्चियनिटी हैड नथिंग टू टीच हिंदुइज्म And no missionary ever made a really good Christian convert in India. He was more anxious to save the 30,000 of his countrymen in India than to save the souls of all the Hindus by making them Christians at so dread from the price.
Sounds
good.
So,
you were
जैसे अगर भारत वाले पागल हो गए तो सबको मार देंगे ही डिड नॉट वांटेड टू टेक रिस्क ऑफ यू नो किलिंग 30,000 पीपल ही वांटेड टू सेव द 30,000 ऑफ हिज कंट्री मैन इंडिया दैट ही प्रेफर मोर देन टू सेव द सोल्स ऑफ ऑल द हिंदूज ही वाज थिंकिंग दैट इफ वी मेक हिंदू इनटू क्रिश्चियन देन देयर सोल्स विल बी सेव्ड जैसे हम बोलते हैं ना जैसे कि आपका सोल जो है जब बचना है तो आप हरे कृष्ण जप करो तो उनका आइडिया था कि जब आप हिंदू अगर क्रिश्चियन बन जाते हैं तब उनको उनका डिलीवरेंस हो जाएगा उनका उद्धार तभी होगा जब वो हिंदू जो है वो क्रिश्चियन बन जाएंगे लेकिन बोलते थे कि अगर इस उद्धार के चक्कर में ऐसा ना हो कि हमारे 30,000 लोगों को मार की बलि देनी पड़े है नहीं तो उन्होंने शुरू में सोचा नहीं अच्छा है कि 30,000 लोगों को बचाया जाए बशर्ते कि हम हिंदुओं को डिस्टर्ब करें They are very careful in the way. This after 1757 victory, Palachi ka yuddh hua tha, usme angrez jeet gaye the. Uske baad se ye statements aaye. Dheere dheere shuru hue the. Then gradual attack. Read.
और इंडिया में ब्रिटिशर्स से पहले भी इतने सारे अटैक हुए और इंडिया को कोई भी लूट ले जाता था कोई भी हरा देता था ऐसा क्यों होता ऐसा क्यों होता इंडिया के राजा क्या बेवकूफ थे जो ब्रिटिशर्स से पहले निकले
इंडिया के राजा इसलिए क्योंकि क्या है ना There was miss because the people were not following the religious standards.
They were not Indian actually. They were Mughals or something else. They are come from other.
No. His question. Well, listen. His question is that so many people could easily attack on India. They loot India. They could because the India was divided. At the time of Parikshit Maharaj, the whole world was ruled by India. Parikshit Maharaj was the only ruler of the world. They are very small kings, but those kings were working under Parikshit Maharaj. They cannot go against. Therefore, the society was very safe. But then, as Kali Yuga progressed, people's faith on God reduced, and it became a ritual. So therefore, gradually ritual means that sense is joined, propensity will come, king will not do his duty properly. So then what will happen? King is not doing his duties properly.
India ke jo king wagar rahe hain wo bhi aur jo western wagar rahe hain unse to achhe nahi matlab in terms of spirituality unse to kam se kam king hoge मतलब भगवान ने ऐसा अरेंजमेंट क्यों किया कि मतलब कोई भी आगे उन पे अटैक कर रहा है, कोई भी लूट के ले रहा
है? ऐसा नहीं है,
क्योंकि मेरे ख्याल उन लोगों से तो अच्छे ही होंगे इंडियन जो।
दे वेर गुड बट देर किंग्स वेर नाइस बट देर वाज एनवियसनेस इन बिटवीन द किंग। अंडरस्टैंड योर पॉइंट? लाइक पृथ्वीराज चौहान, पृथ्वीराज चौहान वाज सच ए पावरफुल किंग, इवन ही कैन किल मोहम्मद गोरी, इवन ही किल्ड ऑल्सो वंस अपॉन अ टाइम ही वाज ऑलमोस्ट 16 बार हराया था मोहम्मद गोरी को। फर्स्ट मोहम्मद गजनी और आया था और फिर मोहम्मद गोरी आया था। मोहम्मद गोरी को 16 बार जो है पृथ्वीराज चौहान ने खदक दिया था। 17th टाइम ही केम,
ऐसी नौबती क्यों 16 बार खदेड़ना? तो मतलब
यस बिकॉज इंडियंस लिव ऑन प्रिंसिपल्स, इंडियंस लिव ऑन प्रिंसिपल्स। सी इंडिया इन नेक्स्ट last 10,000 years in the history of India, India has never invaded any other country. They never sent troops outside there, But the point is that Indians live on principle. If somebody is surrendering, even he is a great sinner, he should not be killed, he should be protected, he should be left. But it was misapplied, Actually he was supposed to be killed. But because of wrong understanding of the philosophy, it was misapplied by Prithviraj Chauhan. It's called, he could not understand, guide it properly. He was supposed to be killed, Mohammad Ghori, according to the principles. But he was not clear in understanding of the principles. Even having a power, everything was there, but he should have been killed, ideally. But the point is that Prithviraj Chauhan, gradually this guidance was not there to the king's proper guidance. Because religion says, Bhagavad Gita also says that the one who is sinful, he should be killed. Krishna is telling to kill Arjuna. But this knowledge was gradually reducing in the society. So it's not that they could easily attack. But uske baad se dheere dheere jab wo apna jit bana liya, phir 17th baar jo hai usne Prithviraj Chauhan ko dhoke se haraya, kyunki uske neighbor jo raja tha wo uske sath mil gaya. And got somehow conspiracy, they did conspiracy and then they defeated. Otherwise it was not possible. You understand? That's how it
is.
You understand? Because once they came, then they started breaking the structures of India.
15th century, 1600, was a period when कोई ब्राह्मण बच नहीं रहे थे, यानी कि सभी शूद्र हो रहे थे, वैल्यू सब चल रहा। तो हमें एक रिवोल्यूशनरी चेंज की जरूरत की वजह थी, क्योंकि समाज में जो लोअर क्लास था उनकी तो हालत एकदम खराब
थी। क्योंकि क्या हुआ ना, गलती क्या हुई, दिस ब्राह्मण दे वर एक्चुअली फैनेटिक ब्राह्मण,
वही प्योर नहीं है, तो
दे वर नॉट प्योर, दे वर डिग्रेडेड। So the head is degraded, then whole body will be degraded. So these brahmanas were degraded from the beginning itself. Yanagi 15th, 16th century Mughal. They started degrading, that's why Lord Buddha came. Lord Buddha came because brahmanas were doing animal killing on the name of Vedas. So brahmanas, as soon as Kali Yuga entered, the brahmanas started degrading. When brahmanas started degrading, then whole society started degrading gradually. So, because Brahmana degradation means they started, thinking that I am higher and others are lower. This is not there in Veda. Veda never says that one is higher, one is lower. One may be, more qualified, but there is no higher and lower. Everybody is spirit soul, part and parcel of God. So, this understanding, spiritual understanding is not there. They became ritualistic Brahmana.
Even the Brahmanas degradation was there in
yeah.
the time of
Chanakya. Chanakya, yes, Chanakya also. Because Parikshit Maharaj ke samay se, jab Parikshit Maharaj ko shrap diya Sringi Rishi ne, from that day Brahmana started degrading. That was the first degradation of Brahmana. He misused his power to curse Parikshit Maharaj. And so that's how degradation took place. And because of this degradation only, you are exactly right. The whole society deviated from the religious principles, Vedic principles, and gradually they started this, all the nonsense, Sati Pratha, and this Tahaj Pratha, and all this is correct, but this was misapplied. Understand? The caste system was misapplied, misunderstood, and therefore there was all the chaos in the society. So the power of Vedic Vedas, which was supposed to be there in the Indian, that power was lost because it was misunderstood, misapplied in the society. With Vedas, if you misapply, even you may say that I am following Vedas, but it does not have effect. Like many Hindus, they are eating meat. They are telling themselves, I am Hindu. But they are not Hindu. They cannot get benefit of being Hindu. Simply by being Hindu, you cannot, you know, simply because I am follower of Vedic culture that my descent ancestors were Aryans, therefore I am also Aryan. No. It's not by birth, it's by karma. So do you develop those qualities? Do you understand the Vedas? Do you understand Bhagavad Gita? If not, in this problem. Very few people. Of course, people were there, but very few people. And those people were there, they could bring the knowledge still today to your knowledge. Like we'll discuss that during 15th century only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. In 1486 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So there was a tradition also protected. We protected the real Vedic culture. Still till today it is protected. Pure message. So like that. So gradually they attacked. They have written, made the strategy proper. And then once we are converting the low classes, the negative classes, then it will become very easy to capture whole structure. It's because of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of that things happen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agar ye gyan nahi laye rehte to aaj bhi India waisa hi rehta. Understand? Aur Prabhupada ye gyan, this knowledge was not given by any other person, but this Prabhupada revealed all this knowledge. What we are discussing here, the intention of Christians, this literature is revealed by Prabhupada. Prabhupada is only giving the pure teachings. Otherwise these teachings are lost. Even the people, great people, they don't know what is caste system, how to see the caste system, how to see the sati pratha, all this. So Prabhupada only could brought this. And before that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could bring this pure knowledge. The pure knowledge is lost. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't read Vedas. You are not qualified to read Vedas because you misinterpret the Vedas. He, many Brahmanas, he challenged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahmana were beating the Sudras, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately chastised them. Many Brahmanas, like Gopal Chapar, he was criticizing Haridas Thakur, Shivas Pandit, and therefore he became leprosy covered him. And then he could realize he has done wrong. Then he went and surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many Brahmanas were punished by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this shows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Prabhupada Guru Maharaj, he defeated thousands of Brahmanas. And he said that Brahmanas, Vaishnavas are higher than Brahmanas. And anybody can become Vaishnava. It doesn't matter which caste he belongs to, anybody. And he proved from Vedas only. Vedas says this point, that Brahmanas are not highest. Highest are Vaishnavas. And anybody can become Vaishnava if he chants Hare Krishna and if he develops love for God. There is no bondage of caste, no limitation of caste, creed or nationality. So this kind of preaching was done by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the disciplic succession. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, these people conserved the philosophy, pure teaching. Not Britishers तो अपना काम किया उनका उनका कोई उद्देश्य नहीं था कि भारत को एक साथ करने का है कि नहीं, उनका तो उद्देश्य था इसको तोड़ने का और क्रिश्चियनिटी को प्रचार करने का, जो कि किया भी उन्होंने। अभी भारत एक नहीं हुआ है, आप देखिए इंडिया इज ब्रोकन स्टिल टिल टुडे, इट्स नॉट टुगेदर एंड इट्स ब्रेकिंग ओनली ग्रेजुअली, बट व्हेन वी अंडरस्टैंड दिस टीचिंग देन ओनली देयर इज पॉसिबिलिटी दैट इंडिया कैन कम टुगेदर, इफ वी ऑल अंडरस्टैंड एंड वी ऑल टीच अदर देन ओनली देयर इज पॉसिबिलिटी, अदरवाइज सी देयर इज ब्रेकिंग, द क्रिश्चियंस आर इंक्रीजिंग देयर नंबर इन इंडिया, फास्ट रेट कन्वर्जन इज गोइंग ऑन इन साउथ इंडिया, साउथ इंडिया ऑलमोस्ट 70% पीपल हैव कन्वर्टेड लाइक दैट।
उस टाइम पे भी बहुत बुरा हाल हो चुका था, मतलब रिचुअल्स के नाम पे बुरी बुरी चीजें इम्पोज की जा रही थी, मतलब ये सदी प्रथा और नया किया गया, और ब्रिटिशर्स ना थे तो
क्योंकि बुरा हाल तो हुआ नहीं है, अगर सदी प्रथा नहीं है तो कुछ और प्रथा है। डू यू थिंक दैट टुडे सोसाइटी इज नॉट इन रॉन्ग डायरेक्शन, सोसाइटी इज ऑलरेडी ऑन द वर्ज ऑफ डिस्ट्रक्शन,
और वही ट्रेडिशन चलती रहती।
सी द पॉइंट इज दैट पहले गलत हो रहा था, अब दूसरे तरीके से गलत हो रहा है। See, both are wrong. Brahmins were also wrong and Britishers are also wrong. Nobody knows the true path. True path, Britishers are doing wrong in some other way, diverse way. Divorce cases are increasing, the families are breaking. So earlier there were cheap cases, but nowadays there are so much chaos in the society. Pahle to kam se kam सती प्रथा ये सारी चीजें थी, पर सब बहुत लोगों को ज्ञान देता नहीं कि रोज होता था सती प्रथा। सती प्रथा भी जो होता था ना पहले, सती प्रथा भी जो होता था वो हर जगह नहीं होता था,
कहीं भी जो शूद्रों को दबाया जाता था वो तो हर जगह होता था।
नहीं नहीं, वो अलग चीज है ना,
सच्चाई वही रहने के लिए।
शूद्रों को आज आज नहीं दबाया जाता है, क्या बात कर रहे हैं। आज एवरीबडी शुद्र, केवल 2% पीपल इन इंडिया दे गेट जॉब, व्हाट 98% आर डूइंग, they are being exploited. Externally we are showing that there is equality, but internally people are being exploited. This capitalism is what? There is a different way. Baar se dikhaya ja raha hai ki sab theek chal raha hai, but internally everybody is exploited. Now what? Yes.
Internally abhi bhi caste system utna hi prabal
hai. Caste system nahi to high three class, middle class family, हाईएस्ट क्लास फैमिली एंड लो क्लास फैमिली, बिलो पॉवर्टी लेवल, हाई एवर पॉवर्टी लेवल, व्हाट इज दिस क्लास कास्टिज्म, ओनली चेहरे बदल गए, दैट्स ऑल, बट द प्रॉब्लम इज सेम, पीपल आर 60% पीपल इन दिल्ली आर लिविंग इन द हट्स, स्लम एरिया, व्हाट इज दिस कास्टिज्म, व्हाई दे आर लिविंग इन हट, देयर इज नो इक्वालिटी एंड सिचुएशन इज बिकम मोर वर्स, नाउ पीपल आर फीलिंग मोर एक्सप्लॉइटेड देन अदर। Understand my point? Earlier, at least, you know, few, only Sudras were there and that were being exploited. Our other three classes were happy. But nowadays, only 2% people are happy and 98% people are exploited. That is the situation.
Maybe caste system, agar economically, wo discriminated nahi tha. Yes. Agar koi chota bhi hai, toh same caste hai, toh uska help.
Yes, I remember that even my village, there was caste system, but the higher classes used to take care of the lower classes also.
But the time they used to exploit them.
Exploit, see, what so
you see from
what you see exploitation?
Villages, caste system bahut zyada hai as compared to the
yes, country. That's what we are discussing here. Caste system is more, but abhi dusre tarike ka samasya aa gaya hai. See, the point is that I am not telling that caste system is right. You understand? Because caste system is right, caste will always be there. See, you cannot avoid caste. You cannot avoid categories. It will always be there in this society. How can you expect that, you know, you are from IIT Delhi, you will have same facilities the person on Rikshawala will have. It is not possible. His karma is different. Your karma is different. Accordingly, you have intelligence. He has intelligence. This category will always be there. Of course, now the question is, both should be happy. तो रिक्शा वाला कैसे हैप्पी हो, अपना काम करेगा, रिक्शा चलाएगा, उसको सफिशियंट थोड़ा पैसा मिल जाए जिससे कि अपना खाना खा ले, है ना। हो सकता है उसको बड़ा बिल्डिंग नहीं मिलेगा, पर उसको जो भी घर रहेगा, खाना वाना मिलना चाहिए, रहने के लिए थोड़ा कपड़ा वपड़ा मिल जाना चाहिए, एंड यू कैन नॉट ऑल्सो ओके मैं भी रिक्शे वाले की तरह घर में रहूंगा. नहीं, यू हैव टू लीव इट बिकॉज यू हैव योर कर्म इज लाइक दैट. सो दिस कैटेगराइजेशन विल ऑलवेज बी देयर बिकॉज बाय बर्थ पीपल आर कैटेगराइज्ड. सम पीपल आर इंटेलिजेंट, सम पीपल आर नॉट दैट मच इंटेलिजेंट. इज इट करेक्ट और नॉट? By birth, this distinction is there, according to previous life karma.
And that is actual caste system.
And that is actual caste system. That's what it is. Guna karma vibhagasa, not janma vibhagasa. So that's how this caste system was there. But this was misapplied. That's what I'm telling. This is misapplied. So misapplied, चाहे आप किसी तरह से misapplied करेंगे तो समस्या तो आएगी. Caste system we can discuss in some other separate classes. Today we are not discussing caste system.
And probably एक question और. अभी तो ग्रह के आधार पर कुछ नहीं होता है, कौन कौन हायर क्लास का कौन सा लोअर क्लास. यही से अगर वही सेम ट्रेडिशन चलती आती है ये प्रोफेसर्स ना आते होते तो मेरे घर में इतना बुरा हाल हो गया होता कि जो लोअर क्लास के जो जो लोग होते हैं उनको तो पढ़ने लिखने का कुछ मिलता ही नहीं. वो तो
चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड ही केम द सिचुएशन चेंज्ड अ लॉट.
लेकिन वो बहुत पहले आए थे और ये 17, 18
बहुत पहले आए थे तो फिर प्रभुपाद आए ना. बीच में भी आए थे लोग, ऐसा नहीं है कि नहीं आए थे, बीच में भी आए थे.
किसका
कलयुग में बुरा हाल रहेगा ही इस कलयुग ना. रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स विल बी मिसअंडरस्टूड, मिस अप्लाइड, पीपल विल एक्सप्लॉइट ईच अदर. दिस इज द नेचर ऑफ कलयुग ना. ओनली बिकॉज वी आर फॉर्चुनेट टू गेट दिस टीचिंग. Then we are now protected. Everything is arrangement. Arrangement to punish people. You understand my point? And now this is also arrangement only. You understand that people should get out of these problems and they chant Hare Krishna.
So you can get quite a point out of this British society.
फायदा तो यही हुआ, लोग जो है वो और डिग्रेडेड हो गए. पहले तो कम से कम वेदों के लोगों का विश्वास था तो इट वुड हैव बिकम वेरी इजी फॉर अस टू स्प्रेड. अभी क्या है, वेदों पे तो बिल्कुल अंधविश्वास मानते हैं.
पहले
फायदा यही हुआ कि लोग फ्रस्ट्रेट हो चुके हैं और अब उनको लगता है कि हाँ हमें साइंस और टेक्नोलॉजी से काम नहीं चलेगा ज्यादा, चलो धीरे धीरे कन्वर्ट होंगे. यही फायदा
ये हो सकता है. लाइक जो सती प्रथा चाहिए थे ब्रिटिश से जो आए उनके जो एक ब्रॉड माइंडेड का एक क्वालिटी थी उसकी कहीं ना कहीं एक इस प्रथा को दूर करने में फायदा हो.
सी ऑफ कोर्स एवरीथिंग हैज सम मेरिट्स है कि नहीं. दे हैड सम गुड इंटेंशन
एंड थोड़ा बहुत देखिए तो
ऑल दिस All this, you know, they did took advantage. Of course, that's how they could conquer India.
How would
they
have good intention?
They did not have good intention. इसके पीछे भी उनकी sympathy जीतने के लिए उनकी इच्छा थी. Indians के sympathy उनका favour ही मिल गया है. हाँ अच्छा कर रहे हैं. बहुत सारे लोग groups हो गए जो जैसे राम मोहन राय ये सब लोग favour करने लगे. तो British लोग बोलने लगे नहीं अच्छा है चलो एक्सेप्ट करने लगे इंडियंस. दैट्स हाउ इट हैपेंड.
दे हैव डिस्टॉर्टेड द वेदा सिस्टम एंड दे आर अप्लाइंग द
सो दिस पॉइंट सी द पॉइंट इज दैट पॉइंट या आप लोग जो डिस्कस कर रहे हैं ना द पॉइंट इज दैट अर्लियर वेदा वाज जो प्योर ओके बाय आवर ब्राह्मणाज कास्ट दिस वाज डेविएटेड. तो यहां ब्राह्मण इधर ला दिया, यहां ला दिया. अब ब्रिटिशर्स ने क्या किया, इसको यहां पे लाके फिर इधर कर दिया. That is only पहले यहाँ इधर से इधर कर दिया, शिफ्ट कर दिया. प्रॉब्लम वही है. एक्सप्लॉयटेशन तो आज भी हो रहा है, स्त्री का एक्सप्लॉयटेशन तो आज भी हो रहा है गरीबों का. पहले पहले दूसरे तरीके से था, अभी दूसरे तरीके से.
लेकिन बात ये भी है तो उन्हें पढ़ने ही नहीं दिया जाता था. तो अगर
किसको नहीं पढ़ने दिया
जाता
आप पढ़ने से देखकर क्या कर रहे हैं आज. आज इतने लोग सूत्र पढ़ रहे हैं.
नहीं नहीं पढ़ना
इतने लोग
किसी को पढ़ने के लिए दीजिए, उसका नॉलेज कम है तो अपनी कमेंट्री दे देगा उसके.
वेदों की नॉलेज भी नहीं मिल सकती. लेकिन अगर ब्रिटिश के आने से वो पढ़ सकते हैं तो अगर हम फिक्रवादी को भी समझ सकते हैं. अगर ये चलता रहता है कि ब्रिटिश नहीं आते तो अभी भी वही हालत होती कि जो सूत्र आया उनको पढ़ने दिया जाता तो ये जो ऊपर कपड़ का ये तो होता रहता. लेकिन नीचे एक आज तो कुछ नहीं हो पाता.
I know your problem. You said once here. The point is that why you cannot educate a fool? सबको क्यों नहीं आप IIT में पढ़वाते हैं? गुणों की नहीं बात कर रहा हूँ मैं. आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट द इंटेलिजेंट. हिज क्वेश्चन इज डिफरेंट. यू आर नाउ ब्रिंगिंग डिफरेंट पॉइंट. फर्स्ट स्टिक टू वन पॉइंट. ओके, व्हाट वाज योर क्वेश्चन?
मैं ये कह रहा हूँ कि पहले तो
स्पीकिंग अबाउट शुद्रा. शुद्रा का मतलब क्या होता है? ही हैज डजंट हैव अ हाई इंटेलिजेंस. व्हेन वी स्पीक शुद्रा मींस ही डजंट हैव
हाई इंटेलिजेंस.
Following this side, earlier now they have been just transformed this side. Exploitation is still there. Only faith has changed, that's all. Is there any doubt about this?
So they have no explanation, come more and more. Chala ho gaya.
98%
Jyada ho gaya na. It's more. That exploitation is more.
98%
Aur jyada nahi hai, to kam se kam barabar hai. Ye to kar sakte hai. Understand the point?
Exploitation ho raha hai, lekin logo ko samajh nahi aa raha ki exploit ho raha
hai. That's all. Exploitation हो रहा है. पहले समझ में आ जाता था.
पहले देख जाओ. हाँ. समझ नहीं आ रहा.
समझ नहीं आ
रहा.
Exploitation is going on. Still today also. Understand point? So we are not telling that Brahmanas were nice and no, both are wrong. ये नहीं बोल रहे कि Britishers बहुत अच्छे हैं. No, both are wrong. Because both are blind. One is blind. So he is going in north. Another is going in south. Nobody knows they have to go in east. है ना? बहुत अलग है. ठीक है.
तो जी ऐसा मिला कि अगर आपके पास एक हीरा है जो गंदा हो गया थोड़ा, उसकी जगह आपको एक चमकता हुआ कांच पकड़ा दिया. आपको तो ये लग रहा है ये चमक रहा है अच्छा, लेकिन आपसे हीरा
हम ये भी देख सकते हैं ना कि जिन लोगों को मतलब कि जिन लोगों को लोग उठने नहीं दे रहे हैं, वो उन लोगों अगर आप भक्ति की बात करेंगे तो उन लोग क्या समझ में आएगा? मतलब कि कोई उन्हें लाइक उन्हें इस तरह अंडे से वगैरह ट्रीट कर रहा है और फिर दूसरा बंदा आगे कहता है कि नहीं भक्ति करो भक्ति करो भक्ति करो, तो वो भक्ति करेंगे या पहले अपनी उनको करेंगे? मतलब कि वो वेदों क्यों मानेंगे उस वक्त जब उनको दूसरे लोग लाइक ब्राह्मण इस तरह ट्रीट कर रहे हैं, तो वो क्यों मानेंगे? वो तो ये करेंगे ना पहले इनको
संभालो. महाप्रभु चैतन्य महाप्रभु केम एंड और आचार्य जो है फाइटिंग, ये नहीं कि अंग्रेजी फाइट कर रहे थे, और आचार्य जो है ऑल्सो फाइटिंग for the rights, equal rights. They should not be exploited.
I think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhi zyada pehle aa gaye.
Uske baad mein to
you don't think, you just listen. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, I said, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur did debate with Brahmanas around 1896-97. Still the things were going on. Ye nahi ki keval Britishers hi kar rahe the. Real teachings were being established by the previous acharyas, Vishnu acharyas, that time also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate in the British government. Why he was magistrate? Because he was knowing that everything, there are many, if we have to stop Brahmanas, nonsense, then we, and he was opposed to Sati Pratha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he himself went and killed, put in jail so many people who were burning the women when he was magistrate. So why? They were doing, parallelly it was being done. Understand the point? But now the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that there will come one time when the Kali Yuga will become very dark. That time my commander in chief will come and spread this knowledge. So now gradually. But the point is that the torture, exploitation is still there, try to understand. Only the face has changed. The way of exploitation has changed. The problem is still remaining. Either it is Brahmana dominated society or whether it is science dominated society. The problem is the same. People are exploited and they are feeling, and they are not feeling happy in their life. So that is the generators. And they came not to, you know, give you happiness. British's purpose was not to make you happy. Understand? Their purpose, of course, that's why they, you know, could control India also. When they came and they saw very dreadful situation of the society, they could imagine they are fighting with each other on the name of caste and other, you know, religion. Then they thought this is very good, we can capture. Why not? Let us capture and take all the money from here to Britain. You know how much money they have taken from here? India was, of course, very, you know, weak spiritually. But still, India was a golden board. So much wealth was there in India. India was the richest country of the world.
1600
Yes. Yes, Columbus. Columbus came out from his country in search of India only. But he searched, invented America. But his goal was to come to India and see how wealth of India is so much. That was his purpose. Similarly, many Portugali and others, they came in India for the wealth. Then Muslims, why they attacked India? For wealth. And they took away so much wealth. Like, it is a Somnath ka jo mandir tha, pura sone ka bana hua tha. Aur Mahmud Ghazni aake usko jo hai, loot ke le gaya. Mandir ka jo niche ka ye bhi hota tha, wo bhi sone ka bana rata tha. That was the opulence. India was a very rich country, but now it has become big because now we are bringing science. Earlier people used to eat in the golden plate. Again, सोने और चांदी के सिक्के होते थे भारत में कुछ साल पहले 300-400 साल पहले भारत में सोने चांदी के सिक्के चलते थे यस तो दैट वाज द इंडिया नो वेल्थ अभी जो है गरीब हो गया भारत to destroy the Vedic Veda, knowledge of Vedas from India. Upon his arrival in 1810, the Governor General Marquis of Hastings wrote, "The Hindu appears a being merely limited to mere animal functions, and even in them indifferent with no higher intellect than a dog." Seeing India as an unlimited field for missionary activity and insisting that it was part of a Christian government, duty to promote the Christian missionaries came to India without any government approval. William Carey, he came the first, he was the pioneer of the modern missionary enterprise in India and of Western scholarship in Oriental studies. Carey was an English Oriental scholar and the founder of the Baptist Missionary Society. From 1801 onwards, as professor of Oriental languages, he composed numerous philosophical works consisting of grammars and dictionaries in the Marathi, Sanskrit, Punjabi, Telugu, Bengali and all other languages. From this Sirampur Press, Sirampur is in Calcutta, there issued in his lifetime over 2 lakh Bibles and portions in nearly 40 different languages and dialects. So 2 lakh Bibles and others he published from the Calcutta, and he was distributing in the Indians to convert them into Christianity. So this was their purpose when they came. His missionary was the Baptist Missionary Society. And there are many missionary societies started coming in India and converting Hindus into Muslims. That was the problem.
But Prabhuji, when already Indian people know something about Vedas or Srimad Bhagavatam, so why they are accepting Bible, because the Bible is only a subset of that Bhagavatam.
Hmm.
So why they are accepting? Why they are taking
that knowledge? They don't have that belief.
No, at the time they have knowledge, no?
Why today people are accepting?
Why today they have no knowledge?
Yes. So that time also there was a misunderstanding. They did not. Gradually they removed the faith of the people from the Vedas. That's what we are discussing. They strategically they released the faith of the Indian people from the Vedas. Understand my point? Gradually they started. Some nahi believe kiye na. Everybody was not believe.
जिनको
कम विश्वास था उन्होंने अडॉप्ट किया, इसलिए 2 लाख ही डिस्ट्रीब्यूट किया ना लोअर लेवल पे। और इवन दो पीपल हुए नो ब्रिटिशर्स के जो चमचे थे उन्होंने किया अडॉप्ट ग्रेजुअली। Another preacher, William Archer, wrote in his book India and the Future. Here we are discussing, see, the point is that people accepted or not, how much they accepted, we are not discussing that. We are discussing what is their intention, what was their attempt. They could not transform much, actually. They could not bring much transformation at, when they were here. But later on, the, because the system which they developed, that was having so much momentum that later on the Indians were transformed. उस समय लोग उतने स्वीकार नहीं किए, जैसे आप बोल रहे हैं ना कि क्यों लोगों ने स्वीकार किया, ज्यादा लोग स्वीकार नहीं किए उस समय, बहुत कम लोग स्वीकार किए. कितने क्रिश्चियन एट द टाइम ऑफ इंडिपेंडेंस, हाउ मेनी परसेंट ऑफ क्रिश्चियन इन इंडिया? हार्डली 1% क्रिश्चियन. और अभी देखिए बढ़ रहा है. वाई? बिकॉज द मोमेंटम इज क्रिएटेड, नाउ इट इज इन्फ्लुएंसिंग. अभी बाहर अंदर से पूरा क्रिश्चियन बन गए, केवल बाहर से हिंदू का स्टैंड है. लाइफ स्टाइल, रहन सहन सब क्रिश्चियन जैसा हो गया. स्पीकिंग क्रिश्चियन, लाइफ स्टाइल क्रिश्चियन, ऑनली ये एक्सटर्नली हिंदू का स्टैंप है. ड्रेस क्रिश्चियन का हो गया है. एवरीथिंग इज क्रिश्चियन, ऑनली एक्सटर्नल लाइफ स्टाइल. सो अब नाउ इट इज नॉट मच डिफिकल्ट टू चेंज. भेदों पर विश्वास नहीं है लोगों का उतना ज्यादा, तो अब आसानी से कन्वर्ट किया जा सकता है. दैट्स व्हाई कन्वर्जन रेट इज हाई नाउ.
कि आजकल जो है ये मिशनरीज अभी भी वर्क कर रहे हैं टू कन्वर्ट टू कृष्णा, सॉरी क्रिश्चियंस. तो वो छोटी जो होता है लोअर लोग आजकल उनको ज्यादा पता है, वो कहते हैं कि हमारे धर्म में ज्यादा कुछ है ही नहीं, तो आप इसको कन्वर्ट करना है.
अब धीरे धीरे सबको करेंगे, रिच पीपल और ऑल्सो गेटिंग कन्वर्टेड, इन्हें भी पूरा ही कर रहे हैं धीरे धीरे.
रिच को भी ज्यादा हो जाए, मोस्टली रिच पंजाबी जो है वो ऐसा हुआ है, केसेस बहुत सारे हुए हैं.
Yeah, because the people already they are converted internally. Habits सारी तो convert हो चुकी है, उनको भगवत गीता पढ़ नहीं रहे, तो इसलिए होगा, होगा ही. The plain truth concerning the Siddha. Now we'll not discuss much, you know, other don't get deviated. But let us focus here what your message we are trying to give. What message we are trying to give is what was their intention. Okay? This will help you all in preaching. Telling others, okay, this is clear that their intention was that they, what they could do, how much they could change, that is another point. Whether they could influence or not, how much they could influence, that is separate topic. We are discussing what was their intention first and how they did it. So intention was very wrong. Another preacher, William Archer, said the plain truth concerning the mass of the population and the poorer classes alone is that they are not civilized people. In their conception, Indians were not civilized, and they are civilized people. Another person said, great philosophy which lives unchanged whilst other systems are dead, which is yet unsupplanted, has a strong hold in Vedanta, the last and the most subtle and powerful foe of Christianity. What does it mean? They consider Vedanta as the most, वेदांत को जो है सबसे ज्यादा बड़ा दुश्मन था क्रिश्चियनिटी का. जो वेदों में जिसको विश्वास था, तो बताते हैं यहाँ पे कि वेदांत इज द मोस्ट सटल एंड पावरफुल फो, फो मतलब शत्रु एनिमी ऑफ क्रिश्चियनिटी. नीदर ट्रूथ नॉर ऑनेस्टी ऑनर ग्रेटिट्यूड नॉर चैरिटी इज टू बी फाउंड इन द ब्रेस्ट ऑफ द हिंदू. ये सब हिंदुओं में नहीं होता है, अच्छे गुण हिंदुओं में नहीं होते हैं, केवल क्रिश्चियंस में होते हैं. The whole history of this famous god, Krishna, is one of lust, robbery, deceit and murder. George Gavarly Bithari, he has written a book. The history of the whole hierarchy of Hinduism is one of sinful iniquity, too vile to be described. बात सही लिखा है, उसको समझ में नहीं आया. नाउ इंटरेस्ट, देन दे स्टार्टेड एस्टेब्लिशिंग द एजुकेशनल इंस्टीट्यूशन. जैसे एशियाटिक यहाँ पे स्कॉटिश चर्चेस कॉलेज कैलकटा में एस्टेब्लिश किया है. ऑल दिस कॉलेज यू नो, प्रेसिडेंसी कॉलेज, ऑल दिस कॉलेज एस्टेब्लिश. Why this made education? इंटरेस्ट वॉज नॉट एजुकेशन बट कन्वर्जन. कैसे आप बोलेंगे, कैसे कर सकते हैं? वील रीड दिस. द प्रोमिनेंट मिशनरी अलेक्जेंडर डफ फाउंडेड द स्कॉटिश चर्चेज कॉलेज इन कैलकटा विच ही इनविजन एज ए हेड क्वार्टर्स फॉर ए ग्रेट कैंपेन अगेंस्ट हिमसेल्फ एज द विजन. Duff sought to convert the Indians by enrolling them in English-run schools and colleges and placed emphasis on learning Christianity through the English language. Duff wrote, while we rejoice that true literature and science are to be substituted in place of what is demonstrably false, we cannot but lament that no provision has been made for substituting the only true religion, Christianity, in place of the false religion. So true religion is Christianity. And false religion is Vedic religion, which our literature and science will inevitably demolish. बोल रहे हैं कि बहुत जल्दी हम इसको समाप्त कर देंगे. इसको समाप्त कर देंगे हिंदी रिलीजन को. Of all the system of false religion ever fabricated by the perverse agent of fallen man, Hinduism is surely the most stupendous. Hinduism जो है वो सबसे खतरनाक था, गिरा है. Dangerous motives. Richard Temple said, India presents apparently.
Richard Temple, a high officer, said in an 1883 speech to a London missionary society, India presents the greatest of all fields of missionary exertion. India is a country which of all others we are bound to enlighten with external truth. But what is most important to you friends of missions is this, that there is a large population of aborigines, a people who are outside caste. If they are attached, as they rapidly may be, to Christianity, they will form a nucleus around which British power and influence may gather.
Yes. यहाँ पे क्या लिखा
कि poor और जो caste people हैं उनको
कुकरों का
जरा सा तो nucleus बन जाएगा हमारा. और nucleus जब बन गया तो क्या होगा, धीरे-धीरे हम फैल जाएंगे. This is a strategy from the beginning. आज नहीं, ये 1883 में इसने स्पीच दिया था. उस समय से इनकी स्ट्रेटजी चल रही है ऐसी कि पहले लो कास्ट को करेंगे.
He addressed the mission in New York in bolder terms. Thus India is like a mighty bastion which is being battered by heavy artillery. We have given blow after blow and third after third. And the effect is not at first very remarkable, but at last, with a crash, the mighty structure will come toppling down. And it is our hope that someday the heathen religion of India will in the like manner succumb.
So, what is the meaning here? In general, they did not accept Christianity much. Very difficult for them. But they say that
in the end, so
the end will conquer. Everything will succumb. Because the strategy, everything that what they are making at that time, which is going to give the end later. Now the Macaulay. This person was very famous. Because he established education system in India. So, you can read this. Macaulay said this.
Who could deny that?
There was a meeting that what kind of syllabus we should give in the schools and colleges. And in that meeting, many people were in favor that we should put Sanskrit and the local languages, Vedic astronomy, Ayurveda also in the syllabus, Bhagavad Gita also in the syllabus. But this Macaulay did not agree. And he was the chief. So what he said in that meeting is here. You can read.
Some leaders are also encouraging.
Yeah, encouraging. But ultimately, Macaulay established this.
Who could deny that a single shelf of good European library is worth the whole native literature of India
yeah.
and Arabia?
So he is saying that ek library Bharat ka jo hai, Britain ka, that is more powerful. More much better than the whole books in literature of India. Means our literatures are more important than Indian literature.
I want to teach false history, false astronomy, false medicine because we find them in company with false religion.
तो बोलने की क्या हम फॉल्स बताना चाहते हैं फॉल्स हिस्ट्री फॉल्स एस्ट्रोनॉमी फॉल्स
The intrinsic superiority of the Western literature is indeed fully admitted by those members of the committee who support the Oriental plan of education. The superiority of the European becomes absolutely immeasurable.
Yes, so Europeans are superior than the Indians. And their education is much superior than Indians. So that's what they thought. And all other Indians' education system was false.
वो पहली मांगे चल रहे हैं कि रिलीजन ही झूठा है और मतलब कि हमें जो इसको क्यों पढ़ा रहे हैं मेडिसिन वगैरह क्यों ये सब फॉल्स है
फॉल्स है बिकॉज़ दे कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ द वैदिक कल्चर एंड वैदिक रिलीजन एंड दे वांटेड कंप्लीटली टू रिमूव द वैदिक कल्चर वैदिक रिलीजन एंड एस्टैब्लिश द वेस्टर्न कल्चर एंड वेस्टर्न रिलीजन
ऑल द हिस्टोरिकल इंफॉर्मेशन व्हिच हैज बीन कलेक्टेड फ्रॉम ऑल द बुक्स रिटन इन द Sanskrit languages is less valuable than what may be found in the most paltry abridgments used in preparatory school in England. The question now before us is simply whether when it is in our power to teach the English language, we shall teach language in which there are no books on any subject which deserve to be compared to our own, whether when we can patronize sound philosophy and true history, we shall countenance at the public expense medical doctrines which would disgrace an English farrier, astronomy which would move laughter in girls at an English boarding school, history abounding in kings 30 feet high and ranks 30,000 years long, and geography made up of seas of treacle and rivers of butter. I would at once stop the printing of Arabic and Sanskrit books. I would abolish the madrasa and the Sanskrit college at Kolkata. मैं तो बताना चाह रहा हूँ कि वही कि हम इसको सुधारना पड़ेंगे कि मान लीजिए एग्जाम्पल दे रखा है एक्सट्रोनॉमी इसमें ये बताया गर्ल्स का बताया कि हस्ती हैं या फिर नदी जिसमें मक्खन रहता है ये सब पढ़ेंगे
ये सारी चीजें बताया मैं नो फॉर हिम इट इज इनकंसीडरेबल
बल्कि वो ये कह रहा है कि
मतलब संभव ही नहीं है बोलता है ये फॉल्स है जबकि ये फॉल्स नहीं है देयर आर द ओशन फिल्ड विद बटर ओशन मिल्क ओशन है ना क्षीरसागर इज ऑल देयर बट Because it is not there in on the earth, they see, think that this is doesn't exist.
Okay, that is history. We will learn that 30 foot का राजा है, ऐसा नहीं होता है.
Like that.
तो उन्होंने जो दिखा था वही बनाने
का. So therefore, he said that we would like to abolish, all the books in Sanskrit and Arabic, even Muslims also. He said that they also should not be. All madrasas should be stopped. All the Sanskrit institutions should be stopped, and only English and only Western literature should be taught in India. That was their motive.
In a letter to his father, Macaulay, it is my belief that if our plans of education are followed up, there will not be a single idolater among the respectable classes in Bengal 30 years hence. And this will be effected without any efforts to proselytize, without the smallest interference with religious liberty, and by natural operation of knowledge and reflection. I heartily rejoice in the project.
30 साल के अंदर कोई भी व्यक्ति हिंदू रिलीजन में पूरा विश्वास करने वाला नहीं दिखेगा.
नहीं दिखेगा.
अगर ये एजुकेशन सिस्टम फॉलो किया है.
In other words, Lord Macaulay believed that by knowledge and reflection, the Hindus would turn their backs upon the religion of their forefathers and take up Christianity. In order to do this, he planned to use the strength of educated Indians against them by using their scholarship to uproot their own tradition, or in his own words, Indian in blood and color, but English in taste, in opinion, in morals, in intellect. He firmly believed that no Hindu who has received an English education ever remains sincerely attached to this religion. अब गांधी जी ने जो है उसने बाहर से स्टडी की है.
Understand? What is the great, deep strategy? He is saying here that Indian in blood and color, but English in taste, Indian in morals and intellect. That's what is today society. In what blood and color they are Indian, but in opinion, in moral character, everything is
British.
Sir,
जो जो ब्रिटेन में जो वहाँ की हिस्ट्री में लोगों को वहाँ पे क्या पढ़ाया जाता है,
वहाँ की हिस्ट्री है क्या है? वहाँ की हिस्ट्री कुछ नहीं है, जो खुदाई से मिला हुई हिस्ट्री है।
नहीं, वो ये पढ़ाते हैं कि हमने इंडिया को इस तरह कैप्चर किया हुआ है, तो वो तो बड़े प्राउड फील करते होंगे।
So like that, you see how they did this, and then finally he brought the Max Müller. This McCullough only brought the Max Müller from Germany, and the Max Müller brought this Aryan invasion theory, that Aryans were not from India, they came from Europe, and he only proved that all the how Vedas are magic. He proved this. McCullough is only saying, but he proved. He studied Sanskrit, and from Sanskrit only he proved that this is the, how it can be possible, how this can be possible, how there can be ocean of sweet rice, how there can be ocean of milk. It's inconceivable. Actually, it is really inconceivable because it requires subtle intelligence, subtle spiritual intelligence to understand these concepts. These are not understood by only bodily plane. So like that they gradually destroyed everything, and therefore finally we can summarize the motive of the Indus Lodge. That first motive was that, first of all they thought that Christianity, in everything Christianity is higher than Hinduism. That was the first concept. That Hinduism is the backward. जो कि आज भी है, ठीक है नहीं? जैसे कोई धोती कुर्ता पहने तुरंत महसूस समझेंगे क्या है, बैकवर्ड है, इज नॉट मॉडर्न लाइक दैट। दिस कॉन्सेप्ट वाज दे हैड इन देयर माइंड दैट वी आर मॉडर्न एंड दीस पीपल आर बैकवर्ड। देन ड्यू टू द पोर फंड ऑफ नॉलेज अर्ली नॉलेज रिलीगेटेड ऑल द वैदिक टेस्ट एंड द पर्सनैलिटी फाउंड इन देम टू द रियल माइथोलॉजी। So they said that everything is mythology in the Vedas, there is no reality. Third thing they said that the Indologists were responsible for creating the outlandish and the groundless theory of Aryan invasion. This theory is abroad. इससे क्या हुआ कि हमको लोगों को विश्वास हुआ कि आर्य जो थे वो भारत के कहने से यूरोप से आए थे, और यूरोप से ट्राइब्समैन जो थे वहाँ इंडिया में, और द्रविड़ियन जो थे वो पूरे भारत में द्रविड़ियन रहते थे, तो नॉर्थ इंडिया से उनको खदेड़ दिया, साउथ इंडिया में भेज दिया, और फिर नॉर्थ इंडिया में आके आर्यन सभ्यता बनाए। उनके लिटरेचर तो उन्होंने ही लिखा है सारा, जितने वैदिक ज्ञान है सब यूरोपियंस ने इंडिया में आके लिखे, ये सारी फिलोसफी थी उनकी। एंड अर्ली इंडोलॉजिस वेर रिस्पॉन्सिव फॉर द करप्ट ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ वैदिक वर्क्स एंड मिस रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ द वैदिक कल्चर। अर्ली इंडोलॉजिस वेर रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर rejecting the idea that Sanskrit was the mother of at least the Indo-European language. Actually Sanskrit language, they rejected that Sanskrit is the mother of the European language. Actually Sanskrit is the root, mother of all the languages.
All the languages.
Yes. You can see also how it, as at first very able proponent by French Bob and often mentioned by ancient Indian authors also.
Sir, nowadays what the view of top intellectual people about only कि ये कि वीराजर माइकल ना ये तो चलो बहुत बड़ा बात है। जो मैक्स मुलर और मैक्स मुलर के जो थॉट्स आ रहे हैं ये सब बकवास है, सब बकवास।
Now gradually people but they cannot say ना, they cannot openly say why, you know, because their books are running in the college and university. All philosophy and books are going on like Darwin theory. It's not easy to change, even if it becomes wrong. So many places it is being taught, and so many people have read that and they have got job and everything. They have got 100% marks on Darwin theory. Suddenly it changes, it will take time. So gradually it is, people are changing gradually, because as scientific discoveries are happening, with many archaeologists now they are having faith in the Vedic culture. some things we'll see also here. The scientific verification of Vedic knowledge.
Yes.
This we are going to discuss the modern researches on Vedas,
yes.
Which proves that Vedic culture, Vedic knowledge is not false. That these are the few findings from the archaeological findings.
पर प्रभु जी ये तो अभी के लगे आसपास के हैं
आसपास के नहीं हैं ये ऑल ओल्ड दी आर द एरियाज वेयर वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस वैदिक केमिस्ट्री वैदिक एस्ट्रोनॉमी सरस्वती रिवर बेड विच वाज फाउंड सैटेलाइट एंड लॉर्ड रामाज ब्रिज आयुर्वेदा वैदिक कॉस्मोलॉजी स्पीड ऑफ लाइट इज वेयर इन given speed of light is given in Vedas. Vedic mathematics is there. Vaimanik Shastra explains about the various aeroplanes. Then myth of Aryan invasion, how it is mythology, it's not truth. Aryan invasion theory is wrong. We'll prove it. Then Dwarka city found in ocean. That also we'll discuss. There is archaeological research. There is video also we'll see in this. Then Vedic science of music, a sound bed, from that all science of music is coming. Yoga and meditation, NASA Sanskrit report, that NASA has proved that Sanskrit is the most perfect language of the world. Detailed paper has been published on this. NASA. And then Heliodorus column, there is a column found in Syria. On that column there is picture of Krishna and Balram. This column is almost 3000 year old column. Kurukshetra findings in Kurukshetra, they have found many weapons and arrows and many remnants. This age goes beyond around 3000 BC. And exactly it was matching with the Mahabharata time, as given in Mahabharata. So therefore they stopped the archaeological work. Because they say that Vedic period was 1500 BC, according to history. So Vedic Kal to 1500 BC mein shuru hua, for 2800 BC they are finding the remnants of Mahabharata. So therefore history is contradicting, therefore they stopped it.
Abhi the present government ne band kar
diya. This happened around 1990 around, before that. Kurukshetra findings, when plants have life, facts about India. They are pointed, first Lord Rama's Setu found in India also.
Prabhuji, where do we get the information about these top subtopics?
Yeah, we all are discussing.
The source council, you have not
seen it? Sab aayega, yeah. Everything will come. These are the subtopics, well, one by one we'll discuss. Okay? Lord Rama's Setu found in India also. NASA subtle images of a mysterious ancient bridge between India and Sri Lanka. They had NASA digital image collection, means they have image, satellite image liye, aur unko nahi pata tha kyunki jinhone satellite image liya aur static, unko nahi pata tha ki Rameswaram bridge liya hai, to unhone is bridge ka naam likh diya Adams bridge. So America ke satellite jo department, usme jo iska record hai likha hua, we have found a bridge in the ocean, but that bridge name is Adams bridge, patent ho gaya. The recently discovered bridge, currently named as Adams Bridge, made of chain of shoals, 30 kilometers long, in the Park Street between India and Sri Lanka, reveals a mystery behind it. The bridge's unique curvature and composition by age reveals that it is a man-made bridge. The legends as well as archaeological studies reveal that the first signs of human inhabitants in Sri Lanka date back to the primitive age about 70,50,000 years ago, and the bridge's age is also almost equivalent. This information is a crucial aspect for an insight into the mysterious legend called Raman, which was supposed to have taken place in Treta Yuga more than 70,00,000 years ago. In this epic, there is a mentioning about a bridge which was built between Rameswaram, India and Sri Lanka coast under the supervision of a dynamic and invincible figure called Ram, who is supposed to be the incarnation of the Supreme. This information may not be of much importance to the archaeologists who are interested in exploring the origins of man, but it is sure to open the spiritual gates of the people of the world who have come to know an ancient history linked to the Indian mythology. यहाँ के लिए बैठा द्वारा जी लिख दिया
जी
हाउ डीपली यू नो दिस मैथोलॉजी वर्ड हैज बीन सब कुछ बताने के बाद क्या लीजिए मैथोलॉजी लास्ट वर्ड जोड़ दिया मैथोलॉजी दिस ब्रिज इज दे हैव डेटेड अकॉर्डिंग कार्बन डेटिंग इज 70 लाख ईयर्स ओल्ड ब्रिज सो इफ यू सी अकॉर्डिंग टू वैदिक लिटरेचर्स लाइक रामा लॉर्ड रामा केम इन त्रेता युग सो इफ यू एट द टाइमिंग लाइक अभी 5000 ईयर करीब पास हो गया देन 8,64,000 ईयर ऑफ द्वापर टोटल कितना हो गया 8,70,000 एंड त्रेता युग ऑफ 12,96,000 टोटल कितना हो गया 8,70,000 प्लस 12,96,000 कितना हो गया 20,65,000 So between 8,70,000 to 21,65,000, this is Treta Yuga. And this is 17 lakhs. So it is coming in between that period.
So Guru Ji ki Rav Ji ki jo setu banane ke kahi aur lakh saal tak chala tha Treta Yuga.
Haan, uske baad Treta Yuga.
Lekin jo Mahabharat ke jaise khatam hote hi Kali Yuga shuru ho gaya.
Haan, Mahabharat khatam. Ye
to
Haan, to alag alag time hota hai na. Whole age different time ke incarnations hoti hai.
क्योंकि कोई
कोई अप्रोक्सीमेट एज ना दे एग्जैक्टली दे आर टेलिंग दैट 17 लाख बट दे कैन नॉट एसर्ट 100% करेक्ट
ना
एंड देयर पिक्चर्स आर देयर यू वुड हैव सीन दिस पिक्चर यस
सर
हेलो मैंने देखा भी होगा दी आर द पिक्चर सैटेलाइट इमेजेस दिस इज द ब्रिज यू कैन सी हियर आल्सो क्लियरली यू कैन सी दिस इज द ब्रिज लिंक टू इंडिया सम मोर पिक्चर्स आर देयर इन हियर सो क्लियरली दिस इज द ब्रिज साइड इन्वेस्टिगेशन नहीं हुआ देन सरस्वती रिवर देयरफॉर लॉर्ड रामा ब्रिज वाज फाउंड थ्रू द सैटेलाइट इमेजेस दिस इज अनदर प्रूफ दैट दिस रामायण इज नॉट माइथोलॉजी इट इज अ बेसिस
नासा
कैनॉट से दैट इट इज रामायण कैनॉट से दे कैन टेल दैट इट इज मैन मेड Yes, it is made by man, and this is what is the nature of how it was. It is constructed of souls, like souls means and boulders and other things. So, like that, it can say. They will never say directly that it is, because it's not so easy to tell. Because whole media, whole government will be against you. Whole Muslims will be against you. You know, it's easy to say say for us, but for them it is very difficult. Because everybody will be against me, and it's not easy to face. Because in India, many people are Christians. As soon as you said, their whole history book is challenged. So many things will be challenged. You understand my point? And so nobody is daring to tell. Many people will tell. Some video SRO archaeologist is telling. They also tell that it may be. They are like, it is. They will never say like that. Understand my point? Because they are don't. Nobody wants to, you know.
फोकस में नहीं आना
था फोकस में नहीं आना था सरस्वती रिवर दिस इज सैटेलाइट इमेज
जो रिवर का एरिया था वो अभी जो रेगिस्तान है कम से कम आधा तो होगा
ना हाँ रेगिस्तान नीचे कहीं कहीं पे इनसाइड
इसकी उसका भी कुछ आ रहा है अगर इतनी बड़ा उसका क्षेत्र है इसमें रेत हो गई तो रिवर भी बहुत बड़ी हो गई
हाँ तो रिवर जो फाइंडिंग्स ऑफ सरस्वती रिवर बेड इट एंड इट
Findings of Saraswati River bed. Evidence from many sources, including that of archaeological remains associated with old river courses, indicates that a major river stemming mainly from the same sources as the present Sutlej flowed through the northern Rajasthan, Babalpur and Sindh to the southeast of the present courses of the Sutlej and the Indus in the 3rd to 2nd millennium BC. This river known as the Saraswati in its upper course. At different times, either joined the lower course of the Indus Basin or found its way independently into the Arabian Sea via run of Kutch. And Alchin B. Gode, A.R. Hegde, and its subject, the prehistory and paleography of the great Indian desert. Vedic and epic tradition of the river is concurrent.
So this is a reference, page 198 se ye liya gaya hai.
Vedic and epic tradition of the river is concurrent with the archaeological or geographical and now Lancet satellite attestations.
So this they are telling that research on this. So this very clearly says that there was the river flowing.
So this is Saraswati river thi kya?
सबसे बड़ी रिवर यहाँ पे बीबीसी न्यूज में आया था 29 जून 2002
फोटोग्राफी साइंटिस्ट हैव मैप्ड द कोर्स ऑफ एन एनॉर्मस रिवर दैट वंस फ्लोड थ्रू द नॉर्थ वेस्टर्न रीजन ऑफ इंडिया द मेजर शो दैट इट वाज 8 किलोमीटर वाइड इन प्लेसेस एंड दैट इट ड्राइड अप 4000 इयर्स अगो पब्लिकेशन द टाइम्स ऑफ इंडिया डेट मई 2001 Disclosing the outcome of the research work and the proposal to interlink the rivers at a press conference recently here, the director of Saraswati Nadi's Shodha Prakalp of Akhil Bharatiya Itihas Sankalan Yojana. S. Kalyan Raman said that the scientific investigations have established the causes and dates of the disproportion of the great river, Saraswati, which was mightier than the Sindhu.
So, it has been agreed that Saraswati River existed. Also archaeological evidence is there.
Most of the archaeological sites of the Jain civilizations are located on the Saraswati River basin. There are 4 Harappan and 3 Harappan sites in Punjab. In addition to the sites in Rajasthan and the UP, these sites are located at Rupar, present Rupar, Niham Khan, Bara and Sirsa Valley. Harappan culture flourished in the western part of Punjab around 2500 BC. It is believed that the Harappans entered through the Indus Valley into Kalibagan Valley on the left bank of Ghagar, erstwhile Saraswati, and spread to Punjab along the Saraswati River. Carbon dating of the material at Kalibagan suggests that Harappan culture flourished around 2500 BC in India and existed for 1000 years. So the present day geomorphologic setup did not exist till 1500 BC, and the Indus, the Sutlej, and the BS followed independent courses to the sea.
So this means that archaeological evidence has shown that exactly according to the satellite image, on the bank of the Saraswati River, most of the Harappa sites are there on the bank of Saraswati River, which was found on the satellite image. So most of the, they are aligned in within the satellite image. So means that those civilizations developed on the bank of Saraswati River.
Not on Indus River.
Yeah, not on the Indus River.
Evidences from remote sensing and GIS. A remote sensing study of the Indian desert reveals numerous signatures of paleochannels in the form of curvilinear and meandering courses, which is identified by the tonal variations. The Saraswati River could be traced through these paleochannels as a migratory river. Its initial course flowed close to the Aravalli ranges, and the successive 6 stages took west and northwestly shift till it coincides with the dry bed of the Ghagar River.
This is the remote sensing. This is also another book. This is satellite images book. You need not have to read because this is technical information. Yes, I have put to show you all that this information is there. Like in 1995 data they have made it, everything. There has been research conducted on that and they have found that there is a river there. Yes, Paul had found that the course of the river Saraswati in the states of Punjab is clearly highlighted in the Lancet imagery by the vegetation cover thriving on the rich stasis loam soil along its earlier courses. Detail in the diagram, how he came to this conclusion. Remains of Dwarka Sipasi.
Jo Navarma Sajo
सरस्वती
का जो
कन्फ्यूज
होता है
तो
उसमें सरस्वती
नहीं होती है सरस्वती नहीं है ना दिखती नहीं है
लुप्त हो गई हिडन सरस्वती उसको हिडन है कि मतलब लुप्त हो गई इसलिए
लुप्त हो गई इसलिए हिडन हो गई अंडरग्राउंड
मरीन आर्कियोलॉजी हैज आल्सो बीन यूटिलाइज्ड इन इंडिया ऑफ द कोस्ट ऑफ द एंशिएंट पोर्ट सिटी ऑफ द्वारका इन गुजरात uncovering further evidence in support of statements in the Vedic scriptures, an entire submerged city of Dwarka, the ancient port city of Lord Krishna with its massive port walls, piers, walks and jetty has been found in the ocean as described in the Mahabharata and other Vedic literatures.
This Sanskrit verse from the Mosala Parva of the Mahabharata describes the disappearance of the city of Dwarka into the sea. Niryate tujana tasmin सगारु मकरराल्या द्वारकन रत्न संपूर्ण जले जलेन प्लायत तदा महाभारत एमपी सेवन वर्सेस आफ्टर ऑल द पीपल हैड सेट आउट द ओशियन फ्लडेड द्वारका विच स्टिल टीम्ड विद वेल्थ ऑफ एवरी काइंड वट एवर पोर्शन ऑफ द लैंड वॉज पास्ड ओवर द ओशियन इमीडिएटली फ्लडेड ओवर विद इट्स वाटर
Then the whole city was flooded with water. Similarly, when Lord Rama, it is mentioned in Ramayana, Lord Rama came back to Ayodhya after using the bridge, then he made the bridge inside the water, so that it should not be misused by the people like that. Mosal Parva, there are 18 Parvas in Mahabharata. It's one of the Parva chapters. Chapters. So this shloka says that the city of Dwarka was overflooded by the ocean after Lord Krishna. And this is the temple which was discovered in Dwarka. Excavated temple.
This is
और समुद्र के अंदर इसीलिए उनको लगा हो सकता है कि क्योंकि सिटी तो बड़ी थी ना द्वारका तो कुछ टेम्पल जो अंदर भी होंगे सिटी के समुद्र के तो उस इसलिए समुद्र में खुदाई खोजने गए और समुद्र में भी मिला है दैट विल सी इन वीडियो दिस इज अनदर एंगल ये जो टेम्पल है जो अभी देखा और इसके अलावा ये सारी चीजें हाँ
तो
ऊपर आ गया
नीचे से लिया है ना फोटो वैसा हरिवंश में बताया गया है कि इस टाइप का सील जो है द्वारका के लोग जो है वो घूमते से लेके तो ये मिला है एक्सकेवेशन में ये सील एंड ये एक्सकेवेशन फाइंडिंग इनसाइड द ओशन
Once upon a time, an ancient Indian legend begins. There was a city called Dwarka, a city so wondrous and beautiful The Hindu scriptures describe it as a fairy tale kingdom.
Prasad Lakshai Navadir Dushta, Dwarka boasted 900,000 royal palaces, all constructed with crystal and silver, and plenteously decorated with huge emeralds. The city was filled with birds and bees flying about the parks and pleasure gardens.
Ruling over this magical kingdom was the handsome, generous, and much adored Krishna, the Hindu god of devotion. Dwarka, lying on the western coast of India, off the Arabian Sea, is a fishing town, home to 52,000 people. It shares the same name as the legendary magical kingdom described in the ancient Hindu scriptures. But the only similarity between the two today are the thousands of pilgrims who come here to worship Lord Krishna, the Hindu god of devotion. The tales of Krishna and his lost city were long thought to be a mythical legend. But a recent archaeological discovery may prove that Krishna's Dwarka
actually lies beneath these very
streams.
I took up the challenge to find out if really Dwarka existed.
Dr. S. R. Rao is one of India's most preeminent archaeologists. 20 years ago, he was called to the town of Dwarka to excavate this temple.
We came to remove a modern building which existed here, because that was obstructing the view of the temple.
During what he thought would be a simple excavation, he came upon an amazing discovery. An ancient temple lying intact, just beneath the first one.
Then we started digging further deeper, not to know if there are earlier temples.
What he found was layer upon layer of temples, built one on top of the next. 3 millennia of history in just 100 feet of soil. But it was beneath the last temple that Rao came across an amazing find that would change his life forever. Shells, pottery shards, and iron artifacts. What appeared to be the remains of a city washed over by the sea. Rao immediately thought of the stories from his childhood. Could these be the remains of the lost city of Dwarka? The answers, Rao believed, lay in the pages of the ancient Hindu scriptures of the Mahabharata. Krishna's Dwarka is only one story in this legendary Hindu epic. Written in the ancient language of Sanskrit, the Mahabharata is the longest poem in the world, and to Hindus, as sacred as the Christian's Holy Bible. The story of Krishna ends with his kingdom, the city of Dwarka, sinking into the ocean. So, Rao headed for the sea. But finding a lost city at sea would prove to be a challenge.
But the first question was where to look for this submerged city of Dwarka. I mean, in the sea you are not sure where to find it.
Rao began randomly searching areas close to the coast of modern-day Dwarka. At first, it proved harder than he had envisioned. Divers wrestled with the strong currents of the Arabian Sea and murky waters. But his efforts soon paid off. Not far off the coast of present-day Dwarka, Rao and the divers stumbled upon a discovery even greater than he had imagined.
On the fourth day, they found these blocks of stones used for construction.
70 feet beneath the waves lay the remains of what appeared to be an underwater metropolis. Massive sandstone walls, streets with cobbled stones, a drainage system, and a huge gate all pointed to a large city. Thousands of three-hold anchors, identical to those found in Cyprus and Syria from the same time period, implied a bustling port. Rao then followed the trail of ruins to an island located 19 miles out to sea. It was here, not far from modern civilization, that Rao came across another discovery. Standing in plain sight for centuries were the remains of a walled structure.
First we saw what was on the shore, and that was a small bit of the big fortification. And as we went further up, we came across that 150 meter long wall.
Rao's discoveries became a lifelong mission. Over the next 8 years, his excavations eventually uncovered the remains of a sprawling city of around 10,000 people. It had obviously been an international port, and the
man-made fortifications appeared to be a protection against both man and the sea. One day, while sifting through the muddy silt from the ocean floor, Rao found what he'd been searching for. A carved seal with the imprint of a three-headed animal. For Rao, this was the missing link between the myth and the reality. For in the Mahabharata, this seal is described in the exact same way. Known as a mudra, it is an identification card carried by residents of Krishna's Dwarka.
It is the duty of the guard to see that every citizen carries a mudra.
For Rao, the mudra established irrefutably that the Mahabharata and the story of Dwarka was not a myth, but an ancient historical record of events.
So like that, from this is the name of the Dwarka city, is there from the ocean also? Remains, they found the gate, they found the wall,
mudra,
and still research is going on. They may be found over there. Still they are searching. So he's an archaeologist, and he himself is saying, they have heard through his words. And remains of Kurukshetra, in Kurukshetra, the scene of the great Mahabharata war, iron arrows and spearheads have been excavated and dated by the thermoluminescence. To 2800 BC, the approximately date of the war given within the Mahabharata itself. Mahabharata also describes the three cities given to the Pandavas, the heroes of Mahabharata, after their exile, Paniprastha, Sonprastha, and Indraprastha. It is written in Mahabharata. These cities are there.
This
is Delhi's Purana Kila. These sites have been identified and either pottery and antiquities, which show a cultural consistency and dating consistent for the Mahabharata period. Again, verifying statements recorded in the Vedic literature. And the Sonprastha, jo hai, usko aaj kal Sonipath bolte hain. Panipath, Panipath bolte
hain. Panipath,
Panipath aur
Pranagila.
Pranagila. Indraprastha. Yahan tak ki Pandav ki rajdhani thi. Is tarah se, these are the details. And jab date match karne laga, to turat order aaya ki band kar do. Our excavation बंद कर दिया है यहाँ पे, because it may create, you know,
conflict. What kind of conflict?
Conflict will create that your history is wrong.
सब फिर बन जाएगा.
Muslims will
say सब कुछ सामने आएगी हम लोग गलत पढ़ रहे हैं गलत तो फिर
सरकार की ये चल रही लिपि पोती चल रही है अयोध्या में लिपि पोती चल रही है हर जगह लिपि पोती चल रही है कहीं भी ट्रू पिक्चर नहीं आया कितनी बार अयोध्या का एक्सकेवेशन हो जाए पता है आपको कितनी बार हो चुका है ये रिपोर्ट आई थी उसमें क्लियरली लिखा हुआ है कि उसके अंदर मंदिर था जहाँ मॉस्क है उसके नीचे मंदिर था उसके ऊपर मैं उसको डाला नहीं है पर उसके ऊपर ही मेरे पास रिपोर्ट है क्लियरली लिखा हुआ है कि होल रिपोर्ट 500 पेज का रिपोर्ट लिखा था उसने बताया क्लियर नहीं बोलेंगे ना बताया थोड़ा रोज बोध कर देते हैं लास्ट में ताकि उनको भी अपना बचाना है ना इज्जत तो इसलिए उसने रोज बोध कर देते हैं पर बहुत उसमें बताया गया ओवरऑल आप पढ़ेंगे तो उसमें क्लियर पता चलेगा उसमें बताया कि फाइंडिंग्स में दे फाउंड दैट दिस टेंपल पर उसमें लास्ट में मे बी बोल देते हैं मे बी मे नॉट मे बी दिस और थोड़ा ऑप्शन इधर उधर कर देते हैं बताने के लिए हाँ मे बी कुछ है
मुझे और सब कुछ ताज में और सब इधर
स्टिल डाउट ना इक्वल क्वेश्चन ऑल्सो बट जो मैसेज है वो भी दे देते हैं साथ ही साथ वो बोल रहे हैं कि आप उसको ब्लेम भी ना कर सको ऐसे रिपोर्ट देते हैं
तो ये ताजमहल आउट ऑफ दीजिए कंट्रोवर्सी ताजमहल इज नॉट ताजमहल बट के जो महल है
शिव टेंपल
शिव टेंपल
मॉडर्न शिव टेंपल
मॉडर्न
बिकॉज वन ऑफ द मुस्लिम राइटर इट्स आई हैव एन आर्टिकल आल्सो ऑन दिस एंड मुस्लिम ऑथर इटसेल्फ एट द टाइम ऑफ शाहजहां ही हिमसेल्फ हैज रिटन इन आगरा देयर वाज अ बिग टेंपल दैट टेंपल शिव टेंपल एवरीथिंग वाज देयर बट दैट टेंपल इज नॉट देयर टुडे ही सेज दैट दैट इज ताजमहल दैट वाज कन्वर्टेड इनटू
I have all data about that.
You have no?
I have all data.
You can see.
Like
many such things.
So, there are many things.
Many things. Yes. Because the point is that we go on the proofs, you know. We are explaining the proofs. We don't want to speculate on the things. Speculation we can do a lot. Mahabharata ke anusar to pura vishwa mein basic culture tha. Aur hum
yahan
we are discussing here what is, you know, proof we have got.
ये जो जैसे जो ये आर्कोलॉजिकल जो भी सर्वे है उसको तो बंद कर दिया गया तो कुछ हो ही नहीं होगा
इंडिया जैसे देयर इज नो आर्कोलॉजिकल फाइंडिंग दे हैव स्टॉप्ड इट
तो ये जो इंडियन से वो भी नहीं कुछ नहीं कर रहे
हैं इट इज अगेंस्ट लॉ
देखिए सो मेनी थिंग्स लाइक यू सी मेनी थिंग्स आर हिडन स्टिल इन द इंडियन गवर्नमेंट मेनी रिपोर्ट्स रिगार्डिंग यू नो दिस बुक रिटन बाई जिसमें महाराजा गांधी जी को
Godse.
That book is not released in the public. Why that book is not released?
उसे कौन सी किताब क्या?
Godse. उसने एक किताब लिखी है. He was a lawyer, ना?
अच्छा.
He was a lawyer.
Lawyer. तो किताब में क्या लिखा
है
उसने?
ऐसा कुछ revealed कर रहा है. How why he killed Gandhi? That's what is not revealed. क्यों उसको बाहर नहीं निकाला कि उसको पढ़ेगा लोग तो पता चलेगा. The many details is given. ऐसा करते ही नहीं मतलब जो मेनी थिंग्स आर केप्ट हिडन बिकॉज इट मे क्रिएट द यू नो रिबेलियन अगेंस्ट द गवर्नमेंट एंड अगेंस्ट द होल स्ट्रक्चर मेनी थिंग्स आर देयर आई थिंक ही हाइड
और जो ये जो एविडेंस है तो लीगल ना कि अगर चीजें जो हो रही हैं मैसेज आप लोग ला रहे तो ला रहे लाने दो ना उन्हें थोड़े रोक सकते हैं
रोक रहे ना डिबेटेबल डिबेटेबल जगह पे रोकते
हैं कुछ नहीं होगा वो अपने काम पे जगह हो रहा है और
द्वारका का चल रहा है तो उससे उसका नहीं क्यों नहीं चल रहा है
इसमें क्या हिंदू मुस्लिम
अभी वहाँ पे स्टॉप कर दिया ना द्वारका में अब तो धीरे धीरे अवेयरनेस आ रही है नाउ ग्रेजुअली पीपल आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग
द्वारका का भी बंद कर दिया
द्वारका का भी चल रहा है
एक ड्यूटी अगर इनिशिएशन ले तो फिर भी अच्छा नहीं तो फिर से उनके साथ तोड़मोड़ हो जाएगी
ये तभी होगा जब और अगर मिलता भी है तो चेंज भी कर सकते हैं ना
हाँ वही तो लेकिन जी हर एक कंट्री का सामना ऐसा होता है
इंडिया का कुछ नहीं है
कुछ नहीं है
इंडिया जो है मिक्स कंट्री है
चल रहा
है इसमें जो जो गवर्नमेंट रूल करेगी वो उसको अपने फायदे के लिए करना पड़ेगा चीजें देन बेसिक मैथमेटिक्स इज अनदर प्रूफ बेसिक मैथमेटिक्स बताया गया संस्कृत टेक्स्ट मैनुअल इसमें ये सारे देखिए बताया
है
एकाधिक पूर्व फर्स्ट वन एक्सप्लेन किया गया
है
टेक्निक्स बताई गई है जैसे मान लीजिए 35 × 35 कितना होता है आपको याद करने की जरूरत नहीं है सूत्र बताया गया है 35 × 35 तो एकाधिक 3 + 3 + 1 एकाधिक एक ज्यादा करके कितना हो गया 3 × 3 + 1
4 × 3 = 12
और बताया गया
जो आई
आई
टी और
नाउ देयर अंडरस्टैंडिंग टाइम सेविंग बड़े बड़े चीजें आप 10 सेकंड्स में कंप्यूटर से भी फास्ट कर सकते
हैं
फास्ट देन दिस इज अनदर फॉर्मूला जब देर ये सुल्भ सूत्र इसको बोलते हैं जहाँ पे सुल्भ सूत्र मैच इन सबसे फेमस पर्सनालिटी दे हैव कमेंट्स यू कैन रीड वन बाय वन
वी ओ अ लॉट टू द इंडियंस हु टॉट अस हाउ टू काउंट without which no worldwide scientific discoveries could have been made. Ancient Egyptian, Babylonian and Greek geometry is derived from the mathematics recorded in the Sulba Sutras. It is India that gave us the ingenious method of expressing all numbers by 10 symbols. Each receiving a value of position as well as an absolute value, a profound and important idea which appears so simple to us now that we ignored its true merit, but its very simplicity, the great ease which it has led to all computations, puts a mathematics in the first rank of useful inventions. And we shall appreciate the grandeur of this achievement the more when we
remember that it escaped the genius of Archimedes and Apollonius, two of the greatest men produced by antiquity.
So this is the appreciation of the great Western scholars, astronomers, atomic physics.
After the conversation about Indian philosophy, some of the ideas of quantum physics that had seemed to so gradually suddenly made much more sense.
See, Heisenberg, he gave Heisenberg uncertainty principle. He was saying that after reading Upanishads, earlier he was thinking this is stupidity to tell such theory. How you can say uncertainty theory? But he said that it can be possible. Achinta Bheda Vedvato is there in Vedanta. He said it can be possible. Achinta Bheda means it's same and different also. So what I mean, wave and particle, both can exist together. Wave nature and particle nature. So it was, unbelievable how it can be possible. In Vedas, those concepts are there. And therefore he gave this theory. It made more sense, he said. When such things are allowed, is there in the river, it can be possible. Then the speed of light from Rig Veda slok.
Ek slok mein aata hai. In the contemplation of Rig Veda, with deep respect, I bow to the sun who travels 2,202 yojans in half a nimish. A yojan is 8 miles, a nimish is 16/75 of a second. 2,202 yojans into 8 miles into 75/8 nimishas is equal to 1,65,150 miles per second, and 1 mile is 1,852 meters, that is 1,852 kilometers. Thus, 1,65,150 miles into 1,852 is equal to 306,000 kilometers per second.
6,000 kilometers per second.
That's
the calculation. 3 to 10 to the power 8 meters per second. This is given in the book by H.C. Verma, which we
have studied.
कृष्णा इज राइटिंग ना गॉड इज गिविंग दिस नॉलेज सो ही नोज दैट व्हाट इज द स्पीड ऑफ लाइट ही विल नॉट हैव टू डू रिसर्च वर्क यही नो हाउ मच ही सेड द स्पीड ऑफ लाइट
इज नॉट लाइक उन्होंने अभी निकाली होगी 1817 में 820 सेंचुरीज में
Now NASA Sanskrit report. NASA article on Sanskrit in artificial intelligence magazine. आपने आप जानते हैं इसके बारे में? You know this report? This report you have with you? In the spring of 1995 written by NASA researcher Rick Briggs. इसने इसके conclusions में बताऊंगा बस.
Modern scientists held that ancient language of the gods as a whole only ambiguous language on the planet. NASA, the most advanced research center in the world for cutting edge technology, has discovered that Sanskrit, the world's oldest spiritual language, is the only unambiguous spoken language on the planet. The discovery is of monumental significance. It is mind-boggling to consider that we have available to us a language which has been spoken for 47,000 years, that appears to be in every respect a perfect language designed for enlightened communication. The language itself has been universally recognized by those competent to form a judgment, is one of the most magnificent, the most perfect and wonderfully sufficient literary instrument developed by the human mind. Human mind.
Ultimately human mind are again. Human mind. Like they have appreciated the Sanskrit language as the most wonderful. And how the Sanskrit is the mother of English.
Sanskrit was the classical language of India, older than Hebrew and Latin. It is the oldest, most scientific, systematic language in the world. It became the language of all cultured people in India and in the countries that were influenced by India. Sanskrit literally means refined or perfected.
the meaning of Sanskrit. Perfect. The meaning word, word of meaning of this word itself is perfect word. Refined language. And he says Sanskrit language means refined language.
Refined language. So
Yes.
Yes,
Sanskrit word and English word corresponding. Mm. How it is matching?
Sanskrit word, mother.
Mother.
Mother. Peter, papa or father. Brother, brother. Swatar,
sister.
Gyamati, janati. Jigamati, chikonamiti, chinnavati. Dwar, door. Ma, moon. Naman, name. Queen, smile. Acre, soul.
There are many such words. See what here. Both are words. Look in the book. Original in Sanskrit.
Language. The Sanskrit language, whatever be its antiquity, is of wonderful structure, more perfect than the Greek, more copious than the Latin, and more exquisitely refined than either.
Yes, sir, William Jones, this is where I am from. He was an Indologist. So he at least appreciated Sanskrit language. Panini's grammar
has been evaluated from various points of view. After all these different evaluations, I think that the grammar merits asserting that it is one of the greatest monuments of human intelligence.
मैं कंपाइलर डिजाइन का कोर्स कर रहा हूँ, तो वो प्रोफेसर पाणी पाणी करते रहते हैं
ना। पाणी ने ग्रामर लिखा ना, तो उसको बेसिस पे आप यू कैन डेवलप द बेस्ट कंप्यूटर लैंग्वेज।
अच्छा पाणी
ने सुटेड फॉर द आर्मी पाणी से
आयुर्वेदा
इज देयर इज नो नीड टू एक्सप्लेन मच अबाउट आयुर्वेदा. Everybody knows that this is authorized, isn't it? Many people take medicine also, eh? Like that. Ayurveda is the building blocks of religion, ether, air, yes, sari chiji principles. Eh? In the Ayurveda, the basic principle is that it doesn't say that we are made of, you know, atoms and molecules. No, it says that we are made of ether, air, fire, water and earth elements, and studies their unique qualities. The five elements are manifested in the body, achieve basic principle known as the tridosha, vata, pitta and kapha. Now, vata, pitta and kapha, these three elements, based on that, the Ayurveda is based, established, whole Ayurveda. Now, if it, suppose earth, fire, air, ether, fire is wrong, kapha, vata, pitta is wrong, then Ayurveda should not work, but it is working. It means that the basic elements, what is mentioned, is correct. And based on that calculation, if you are taking medicines, it is also correct. Isn't it? It's a very, dosha are present in every living cell. So, bata rahe hain ki teen cheez hoti hai isme, kaf, vata aur pitta. Thoda sa information nahi aapka hai uske baare. Sabke sharir mein ye teen elements hote hain. Agar ye balanced way mein rehte hain, kisi ke sharir mein kaf zyada hota hai, kisi ke sharir mein pitta zyada hota hai, kisi ke sharir mein vata zyada hota hai. Aur accordingly uska nature alag alag hota hai. Accordingly uske alag alag rog bhi hote hain.
What
means air? Why?
Pitta
aur kapha, different elements in our body, different elements जो कि major होते हैं, पहले जो बताया गया है. तो आयुर्वेद ने बताया कि physical features, जैसे जो वात जिसका nature होगा, किसी का वात nature होता है, किसी का कफ nature होता है, किसी का जो पित्त nature होता है. जो कफ nature होता है उसका क्या symptoms क्या क्या है? Body frame large and thick, body weight overweight, skin ठीक, ऑयली, कूल, पेल, व्हाइट, ग्लिसनिंग, इससे पता कर रहे हैं आपका नेचर क्या है. आप किस में आते हैं, वात में आते हैं, पित्त में आते हैं या कफ में आते हैं? स्पिरिचुअल जहाँ पे होगा ना वो ज्यादा अच्छा रहेगा.
स्पिरिचुअल
कहीं है दूसरे जगह होगा, फिर इसमें नहीं है. जैसे था स्पिरिचुअल, जैसे स्लीप, देखिए स्लीप जैसा रहेगा, स्लीप मॉडरेट 4 to 6 आवर्स, स्लाइटली डिस्टर्ब मोर देन 6 आवर्स, साउंड स्लीप.
कैंटी मतलब
सैलो ज्यादा डीप स्लीप नहीं होता है कैंटी मतलब छिछला लीन एंड थिन मतलब पतले होते हैं
तो लग रहा है मेरा ओवरवेट है लेकिन ये सब गलत लिखा है यहाँ पे मतलब कि मोर देन सिक्स आवर्स
पूरा पूरा सब कुछ
थोड़े जेंडर
अच्छा ये तीनों अच्छा नाम तीनों
वैदिक एस्ट्रोनॉमी
एक ही होगा तो लग
जाएगा वैदिक एस्ट्रोनॉमी जो है दिस एस्ट्रोनॉमी इज अमेजिंग यू कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड हाउ इट इज वर्किंग ये जो बताया गया है कि जो हम जो एस्ट्रोनॉमी देखते हैं ना हम जो एस्ट्रोनॉमी जानते हैं दिस वन जस्ट स्मॉल पोर्शन ऑफ द होल वैदिक एस्ट्रोनॉमी जैसे जो अर्थ हम देखते हैं दिस अर्थ इज जैसे ये बताया गया सुमेरु पर्वत है ये सुमेरु पर्वत जो शास्त्र में बताया गया है ना सुमेरु पर्वत और ये जो सेवन आइलैंड्स आप देख रहे हैं ना देखिए इधर सेवन आइलैंड्स ए वन टू थ्री ये द ओशन ये ओशन देख रहे हैं ना ये दिस वन These are the islands and they are under the ocean. This is the ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah, here also see there are islands. In one of these islands is Jambudvip. Like that, one of these islands is our earth. And there, these oceans may be invisible for our eyes also. Because it is of subtle nature. If somebody is not qualified, he cannot perceive this. Yeah, like that. Many, so the higher dimensional world, no? Yeah, this world is, according to scriptures, the world is of 10 dimension. 10 dimensional world is, this world is. We know only 3 or 4 dimensions, isn't it, maximum?
It is
visible, but it is beyond our perception. Beyond our perception. हम नहीं देख सकते हैं. बट इट इज एग्जिस्टिंग अर्थ जो है बहुत छोटे जैसे चीटी है ना तो चीटी के लिए अब यहाँ पे ट्यूबलाइट लगा है उसको क्या पता उसको तो ट्यूबलाइट का कोई ज्ञान ही नहीं हो सकता क्योंकि सो स्मॉल और यहाँ पे 10 लोग बैठ के बातें कर रहे हैं वहाँ पे सुना ही कुछ पता भी नहीं चल रहा होगा उसको आराम से अपना खा रहे हैं उसके लिए क्या है सिमिलरली वी आर वेरी टाइनी इन फ्रंट ऑफ देयर मेनी मेजर मेजर क्रिएशन स्ट्रक्चर्स इन विच वी कैनॉट इवन गेस ऑल्सो cannot even feel also.
Yeah.
All of the structures, I'm not going to explain because this world you want to know detailed and there is a book. Mysteries of the Sacred Universe written by Richard Thompson, scientist. The cosmology of our plants. Very detailed way. This picture has been taken from that book. You can read this book if you want.
वीडियो
इन डिटेल इसी तरह लेस्ट टाइम
वीडियो
कॉस्मोलॉजी की वीडियो है हमारे पास
वीडियो
कॉस्मोलॉजी
दैट इज अ सेक्रेट
यू हैव सो दिस बुक इज अ
बुक
यू कैन रीड इफ समबडी मोर इंटरेस्टेड इन अंडरस्टैंडिंग वेरी डिटेल एक्सप्लेन इज दैट
फिर से हम जोशी बन जाएंगे
नहीं दिस इज द एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ द लोकेशन ऑफ द वैदिक स्टार कॉन्स्टेलेशंस ऑन द सेलेस्टियल स्फीयर कितने सारे स्टार्स हैं कैसे कहाँ पे सिचुएटेड हैं ये पूरा डिटेल बताया और इसके बेसिस पे जो है ना कैलेंडर्स बनाते हैं एस्ट्रोनॉमिकल चार्ट्स एंड इंडियन वैदिक कैलेंडर प्रिपरेशन ऑफ एस्ट्रोनॉमिकल चार्ट्स एंड इंडियन वैदिक कैलेंडर विच वेरी प्रिसाइजली कैलकुलेट द डेट्स ऑफ सोलर एंड लूनर इक्लिप्सेस एंड अदर टेक्निकल डिटेल्स एक साल पहले ही मतलब पता है अभी से ही पता है कि किस दिन कौन सा लूनर इक्लिप्स आएगा आज से 5 साल बाद भी बता सकते हैं कि इस दिन लूनर इक्लिप्स होगा सोलर इक्लिप्स होगा सब कुछ एक्यूरेटली हाउ इफ इट इज माइथोलॉजी देन हाउ दे कैन कैलकुलेट
तो कोई मतलब ही नहीं है लास्ट में एमबीएस
दिखते हैं या तो भी साथ में होता है या एस्ट्रोनॉमिकल इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स टू मेजर द टाइम करेंगे जंतर मंतर दिल्ली में है आप लोगों ने देखा ही होगा संजय सिंह ने बनाया था वहाँ पर टाइम घड़ी की जरूरत नहीं है जस्ट बाई सन लाइट से पता चल जाएगा अभी सर टाइम क्या हो रहा है और आप लोग अभी जाएंगे तो जाके देख सकते हैं सन डायल उस पर यहाँ पे सन रहेगा वो लिखा होगी ये यहाँ पे आ गया सन तो इतना टाइम इतना बज गया थोड़ा ऊपर चला गया तो इतना बज गया टाइम लिखा हुआ जस्ट आई सीन दैट यू कैन फाइंड आउट द व्हाट इज द टाइम
मैं सीरीज में गया था
तो वहाँ पे गार्डन में एक सर्कल उसके ऊपर इंक्लाइन एक लाइन थी सर की पोजिशन से डायल थी डायल में शैडो के थी तो शैडो से टाइम
कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन पोजिशन देख के बता सकते हैं। ये नक्षत्रों के बारे में बताया गया कितने सारे नक्षत्र हैं स्टार डिटेल्स में गर्ग ऋषि ये अथर्वेद में बताया गया। सो देन वैदिक कॉस्मोलॉजी, वैदिक कॉस्मोलॉजी को कंपेयर किया है माइकल क्रेमो ने एक बुक में और उन्होंने देखिए यहाँ पे कुछ सूर्य सिद्धांत जो है सूर्य सिद्धांत सन गॉड हिमसेल्फ इज स्पीकिंग द कॉस्मोलॉजी ऑफ द यूनिवर्स हाउ यूनिवर्स हैज बीन structures. So he himself, and that book is called Surya Siddhanta. The Lord, the God, Sun God is speaking about the cosmos. Because Sun God is seeing, he is moving around, he is seeing everything, where is what.
Sun is a special place. Sun.
Sun is a planet ruled by Sun God, Vivaswan. Vivaswan is the name of the God who rules the Sun.
Sun is not a star.
Sun is not a star.
Surya Devi is a God.
मॉडर्न साइंस स्टार आप देख रहे हैं वो बोलते हैं कि सूर्य है
दूर दिखते हैं
बस दूर है ऐसा नहीं है दैट इज नॉट दी वेरी
नॉट
दैट साइड मे बी डिफरेंट प्लैनेट्स different just like moon is there, no? Moon is also a star, they don't accept it, but Krishna says Krishna saying that nakshatra naam chandra asmi and nakshatra mein main chandrama hu matlab surya jitne stars hain usme main chandrama hu to is tarah se hota hai surya jaisa chandrama hai na like that only there are other stars so they also in the night moon comes and other stars because they are living far therefore they are not reflecting that much light. But concept.
Universe mein jitne heavenly bodies hain that include sun, earth, moon vagera, stars. To inme sun kya kuch special hai? Sun.
Sun special hai. The sun gives light in this whole universe. Aur pure universe mein sirf ek sun hai. Woh bolte hain ki nahi. Aisa nahi. Sare itne sare sare sun hain. Itne star hain sab sun hain. But no. Only whether only one sun is there and all others are stars. So distance बताया गया है कि heliocentric distance of planets according to Surya Siddhant. So these are distance according to Surya Siddhant and this is distance according to modern calculations. So Mercury का distance जो है वो 0.368 ये units में नहीं discuss करना चाहता हूँ unit दिया हुआ है उसी किताब में है ना like the 0.725 Venus का फिर इसी matching similarity
matching इसका गलत है थोड़ा
ये थोड़ा सा
थोड़ा सा
गलत है
वो दूरी बढ़
जाएगी इनका बेसिक कैलकुलेशन के अंदर सिर्फ सिद्धांत क्लियर इसमें भी बताया गया है कि कौन सा प्लैनेट जो है कितना टाइम लगता है उसको चक्कर लगाने में है ना तो इसमें बताया गया है कि मून जो है वो अकॉर्डिंग टू सूर्य सिद्धांत 27.322 और अकॉर्डिंग टू मॉडर्न 27.322 मर्करी जो है वो 87.97 exactly this matching period various planets like moon ka diameter jo western diameter 2400 aur surya siddhant se 2160 mercury 3800 3100 and venus 4010 like that now some many scientists renowned scientists their opinion on the vedic cosmology Vedic cosmology is the only one in which the time scales correspond to those of the modern scientific cosmology. Only in cosmology, Vedic cosmology, which can resemble with the modern scientific cosmology.
Scientific cosmology is not a
scientific cosmology. Vedic cosmology is a cosmography which no European conception has ever surpassed. Nobel laureate Count Norris, Maeterlinck. Vedic cosmology is more ancient than those of the Greeks or Egyptians, and that the movements of the stars calculated 4500 years ago does not divert by even a minute from the table.
45
जो आजकल सॉफ्टवेयर बनाए हैं ना मॉडर्न इन्वेंशन क्या रहते हैं उससे आप कैलकुलेट करने की व्हाट 4500 ईयर्स बैक क्या हुआ था वो जो वैदिक कैलेंडर से करेंगे एग्जैक्टली मैच करेगा थोड़ा भी डिफरेंस नहीं है यानी 1 मिनट इट इज डिफरेंस द 90 फुट टॉल एस्ट्रोनॉमिकल इंस्ट्रूमेंट नोन एज सम्राट यंत्र built by the London King Savai Jai Singh of Jaipur, measured time to within 2 seconds per day. So, 2 seconds ke interval pe time measurement hota hai. So, Samrat Yantra hai, Jai Singh ne jo banaya hai. Iske astronomical calculations ke aadhar pe. So, these are Vedic cosmology, how it is authentic. And it's coming from there. The myth of Aryan invasion, they say that Aryan came from European side. Now let us see how it is correct. What is Aryan invasion theory exactly? You can read.
It says that around 1500 BC Aryans, which it says was a tribe from the Europe, invaded North India, plundering and pushing down the local Dravidians, who it says were the original natives of India, who lived there to down South India. In a nutshell, it says the North Indians of today belong to an Aryan race which came to India from Europe, and today South Indians are the native Indians called Dravidian race who lived in North India before the Aryans came. The Vedic people who lived in North India during the Vedic ages were these Aryans, it says.
So this is the understanding that whatever Aryans we are seeing, North Indians are Aryans which are not originally belong to India, they come from Europe. And actually they are not high class in Europe, they are tribes of Europe. So like that they said, and then Vastavik in jo Bharatiya hai wo South India mein rehte hain. Like that. Now how this date 1500 BC they write? How they could know? Kahan se inko proof mila 1500 BC bola inhone? Iske baare mein niche likha hua hai.
First let us see how did they arrive at this date. It was well known in India in the British period that Vedas predated Christ, since they definitely predated Buddha, who lived some 400 years before Christ. Some scholars then said that, as per Bible, the world was created in 4000 BC, and Noah flood took place in 2500 BC. So they decided that Aryan invasion of India must have taken place only after this flood and before Buddha. And hence world would be around 1500
BC. Yeah. So 400 BC में बुद्ध आए थे और 2500 BC में जो फ्लड आया था तो 400 और 2500 के बीच में ही कहीं जो है क्या होने पूरा होगा आर्यन इन्वेशन आया होंगे तो बीच में कितना आता है लगभग 1500 एवरेज है 2500 प्लस 400 कितना हो गया 2900 डिवाइड बाई 2 कितना हो गया एवरेज 1450 लगभग 1500
अच्छा लग रहा है
1500 BC Aryans came from Europe and they came in India like that. That's how they see how you know nonsensical way they are. Aryan is not a race. First of all, Aryan is not a race. Nowhere in the Vedas and the other ancient Indian texts is the term Aryan used to refer to a race. Aryan in Sanskrit means gentleman. So it is used in Sanskrit like how in English we use the term Mister. That's all about it. Aryan koi race nahi. Jaise unhone bataya ki race tha. It's a term which is used like Mister. Aryaputra. Jaise Mahabharat mein bolte hain. How can then Aryans and the Dravidians be two separate races? So they are saying the Aryans were separate race and Dravidian were separate race. Aryan came from separate race which came from Europe. And Dravidians are separate race. But such things are not mentioned in the Vedas, that Aryans are separate race. How? they can be different.
But the word Aryans and Dravid exist in the scriptures?
No. Ari is there, means the mister.
Mister,
जैसे बोलते हैं ना किसी को, उसी तरह से आर्य वर्ड यूज करते हैं. The people of South India, whom the Aryan invasion theory says were the original natives, are not a race separate from the North Indians. They all belong to one and the same race, the ancient Indian Vedic race. This is because the language of both the so-called Aryan and the Dravidian people have their roots in Sanskrit languages. Both worship the same gods. Both have the same epics. Both have same philosophy. Both have history.
Which
to BC. So all things are same. And how there can be different races? Language is same, and philosophy is same, worship is same. Theory disproved. Aryan theory disproved. How it is disproved? First point is that Aryan is not a race. Secondly, how can the Aryans and Dravids be the two separate races? Cannot be possible. And both making same literatures they are following, same scripture, the same God is there following. How they can be different? Why don't any Dravidian folklore or ancient texts or saying or stories or epic texts talk about the so-called Aryan invasion? कहीं पे भी द्रविड़ियन जो folk है या जो literature है उसमें ये नहीं लिखा, कहीं नहीं लिखा है. वेदों में ये कहीं नहीं लिखा है कि Aryan invasion हुआ है. या द्रविड़ मतलब South India में कोई भी ऐसा literature नहीं मिला है जिसमें कि ये लिखा गया कि कभी भी कहीं attack हुआ था India पे और या बाहर से लोग India में आए और वो Aryan बन गए. ये कोई प्रमाण नहीं है. Also, why do the Vedic texts talk about location in South India? अगर आर्य जो थे वो इंडियन नहीं थे तो जो लिटरेचर्स जो लिखे हैं उन्होंने उसमें साउथ इंडिया को मेंशन क्यों लिखा किया है? तो नॉर्थ इंडिया का करते पर लिटरेचर्स में हर जगह से है कि नहीं? रिवर्स भी साउथ इंडिया की भी है, नॉर्थ इंडिया की भी है. और उसमें ये भी है इंडियन ओशन भी लिखा हुआ है, श्रीलंका भी लिखा हुआ है जो कि साउथ इंडिया की तरफ है इंडियन ओशन. देन नो मेंशन ऑफ यूरोप. वेदों में कहीं भी यूरोप का मेंशन नहीं है. देर इज नो मेंशन ऑफ एनी लोकेशन आउटसाइड द मेन लैंड ऑफ इंडिया इन एनी ऑफ द वेदिक टेक्स्ट. कहीं भी ये नहीं है कि बाहर क्या हुआ, इंडिया से ही सारा रिलेटेड है. और सरस्वती रिवर, नो यूरोपियन रिवर, किसी यूरोपियन रिवर का नाम नहीं है वेदों में. अगर उधर से आया था वेद तो उसमें उधर के नदियों का नाम होता. ऑल रिवर्स आर फाइंड देयर इन द इंडिया.
क्यों नहीं वेद सबके लिए,
अर्थ के लिए है, बट इट इज सेक्रेट रिवर. इट इज टॉकिंग अबाउट सेक्रेट रिवर.
इतना वेदांत जो वास्ट है, सब कुछ है, मतलब बहुत सारा नॉलेज है, तो फिर थोड़ा इंडिया के
सेक्रेट रिवर ना. आउट इंडिया बहुत कुछ है, बहुत सारी चीजें हैं.
ब्रह्मपुत्र है ना, वो तो
वहाँ नहीं है कुछ भी, बहुत सारी चीजें हैं. डिस्कस कर सकते हैं, दैट इज सेपरेटली. देयर आर मेनी थिंग्स एक्सप्लेन्ड इन द वेदा विच आउट साइड इंडिया. जैसे बोल लोग बोलते सारे अवतार इंडिया में किए हुए, ऐसा सत्य नहीं है. सिर्फ इंडिया में सिर्फ एक ही दो अवतार हुए, बाकी सारे अवतार अलग हुए. जैसे बराह देव का अवतार जो था या मत्स्य अवतार था, इंडिया में नहीं हुआ था. नृसिंह देव का अवतार जो हुआ था इंडिया में नहीं हुआ था, दूसरे प्लांट पे हुआ था. इंग्लिश था ही नहीं उस समय, आप ये बोल सकते हो कि हमारा जो दिल्ली है वो पाकिस्तान में क्यों नहीं है. अरे पाकिस्तान बाद में बोला, बना दिल्ली पर था बाद में. ये बच्चे हैं ना जियोग्राफिकल जो है. अभी देखिए पहले अफगानिस्तान, ये पाकिस्तान में कोई नाम ही नहीं था, बांग्लादेश कोई नाम ही नहीं था, है कि नहीं? अब आप इंडिया के बारे में कोई आज कहानी लिखो, है कि नहीं? 200 साल पहले लिखेंगे और उसमें बांग्लादेश सब की कहानी बताई जाएगी, तो बोलेंगे कि ये सब इंडिया में क्यों बताया गया, बांग्लादेश का कुछ क्यों नहीं. बांग्लादेश तो बाद में अलग हुआ ना, पहले तो इंडिया का पार्ट था सारा. तो अर्लियर होल अर्थ वर्ष कॉल्ड भारतवर्ष, इसलिए जो भी बताया गया सब भारतवर्ष के बताया गया
है. वो छोटा बच्चा होता है पापा मम्मी की फोटो देखता है उसमें, उनके एल्बम में, शादी के एल्बम में, वो सब मैं कहा हूँ, मैं नहीं हूँ
So this is came later, you know, all these countries, Russia, America, they came later. And recently they had been named. America was named by Columbus in 1400. America was not existing. India is known to the world when Bhaskar he invented India. But is that India was not existing earlier? What we have perceptions, no, they are relative perceptions, understand? In absolute sense, this doesn't have any sense, you know, India, America, these are the existences. And the boundaries are changing, the boundary of the countries are changing. Now India, how many states have been? Like that. So, geographical changes are coming, no?
Oh, Prabhu, the India name is Western people in India, no? India birthday.
Actually, it is Bharat was. Now, Germanic Shastra.
Existence of ancient signs on various airplanes or Vimanas. The detail is explained in the Vimanic Shastra for the purportedly written by Maharishi Bhardwaj in the 4th century BC.
Actually, this is the 4th century BC, but it is much earlier.
According to this, there are 32 secrets to piloting a Viman night. Mantrika. The invoking of mantras which will permit one to achieve certain spiritual and hypnotic powers so that he can construct airplanes which cannot be destroyed. Tantrika. By carrying some of the tantric powers, one may endow his aircraft with those same powers. Gudha. The secret permits the pilot to make his Viman invisible to his enemies. Adrishya. Accomplishes the same purpose by attracting the forces of the ethereal to another sky.
Now they are the secrets of Vimanas. 32 secrets. Mantric, Tantric, Kritika.
Mantric, Tantric, Kritika, Antrara, Gudha, Drishya, Drishya, Paroksha, Aparoksha, Sankoch, Vistriya, Vistira, Virupa, Karan, Rupantara, Swaroopa, Jyotir, Bhava, Tamumaya, Pralaya, Pralaya, Vimukha, Tara, Mahashva, Vimochana, Langana, Sarpagamana, Chapala, Sarvatmukha, Parashabha, Graha, Grahaka, Rupaka, Shana, Kriya Grahana, Dikrashana, Akasha Dara, Jaladarupa, Tabhaka, Karshana.
So there are 32 secrets and pura detail mein bataya hai ki mantrika kya tantrika mantrika to discuss kiya
hai ye bataya hua hai ye cheez hai ha par in cheezon kaise ke liye ye hai
ha ye sab nahi hai na bataya hai
iske liye jo shastra ko vilupt ho
gaya aur iske liye vilupt ho raha hai na ho gaya hai na ye sab ki kali mein isko
misuse kar rahe hain
aur usko banane ke liye wo techniques bhi nahi hai na aur jin jisse hum diya tha wo techniques continue nahi raha but the whole strategy is given but wo perfection nahi hai abhi sari cheez मंत्रिक क्या है ना जैसे यहाँ पे लिखा हुआ है देखिए मंत्रिक
एज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड इन मूत्र मंत्र मंत्र बाय मेकिंग द मंत्रस ऑफ छिन्न मस्त छिन्न मस्त रावली
वेद मंत्र
विगिनी सिद्धांत एक्वायर द पावर्स ऑफ कृतिका पादुका विजिबल एंड इंडिविजुअल एंड अदर मंत्रास विद पोटेंट हर्ब्स एंड Pinky's coins and Bhuvaneshwari mantra which confers spiritual and mesmeric powers to construct aeroplanes which don't break, cannot be cut, cannot be burnt and cannot be destroyed.
Yeah. We have the power, the mantras, if somebody perfects that he can construct aeroplanes, it cannot be cut.
So there are Durga mantras and all that, these mantras and all
that. Yeah. Like that these are the mantras. These mantras are doesn't exist. Change mantra is not perfect in Kali Yuga. That's what is mentioned here. According to the age wise.
Tantrika, by acquiring Mahamaya, Shambhara and other tantric powers to enter the plane with those powers. By invoking specific tantric powers to enter the Vimana with some special powers. Buddha, as explained in Vayusattva Prakarana, harnessing the powers Yasa Prayasa in the 8th atmosphere layer covering the earth to attract the dark content of the solar ray and use it to hide the Viman from the enemy.
The technique is there. How you can hide the Viman? We will not discuss this. Vedic scientists on aviation technology. These are the scientists who give their books on the aviation technology. Narayan wrote the Viman Chandrika. Sonak Rishi wrote the Vyomayan Tantra. Garg Yantra Kalpa. Like that, Yan Bindu, Chetri, Yan Pradipika, their mind or they are the books written on aviation science. And they are the 25 types of Vimanas. 25 types of Vimanas. We discuss little detail about one by one. Yes, Sakundiman. Yes, Sakundiman, the perspective view, cross section, top plan. This is
Shastra
mein bataya hua hai. इसको बना दिया गया ड्राइंग फॉर्म में डाला गया बाद में
डायमेंशन
सब कुछ पता है नहीं एक इंडियन ड्राफ्टमैन ने इसको कन्वर्ट किया है इस पर बुक लिखा ना जब उसमें इसने सारी चीजें डाली है दिस विमान कंटेंस 28 पार्ट्स लाइक दैट पूरा डिटेल में कौन कौन से पार्ट होते हैं आप देखिए यहाँ पे लिखा हुआ है थ्री किलकार फोर हीटर एयर सक्शन पाइप वाटर जैकेट ऑयल टैंक एयर हीटर हीटर स्टीम बॉयलर विद्युत यंत्र और इलेक्ट्रिक जनरेटर एयर प्रोपेलिंग यंत्र वातप यंत्र एयर सक्शन पाइप लाइक दैट एवरीथिंग इज देयर एंड देयर थिंग दिस आर यूज्ड टू मेक द विमान
अभी
सुंदर विमान लाइक दैट सिमिलरली रुक्म विमान science. Of Vimana.
Not the idea of full knowledge.
Full knowledge they had. Full knowledge they could make also at that time. They could make. But we should not think that they did not know about aeroplanes and everything. They are not that
much that one.
Then Vedic chemistry is there. Rig Veda mentions the various elements. The metallurgical science is there. There is iron pillar in Delhi, Kutub near Delhi. Which weighs 10 tons and is 15 years, 100 years old. Iron pillar. This is the biggest single iron pillar in the whole world.
Kutub near Delhi lagta.
Aur 15 par saal se
iron pillar in Delhi mein dekha hai. Kis karne ke liye gaya hai
Iron pillar है वो 1500 साल से वहाँ पे लगा हुआ है और अभी भी है और इसका वेट जो है 10 टन है तो ये 10 टन का प्रोड्यूस करना एक आयरन पिलर
वो
भी इतना पुराना इतने दिनों से इज सो डिफिकल्ट 10 टन समझ रहे 10 टन 10,000 किलोग्राम आयरन पिलर प्रोड्यूस करना और वो भी इतने दिनों से इतना प्योर आयरन है वो दे कुड प्रोड्यूस 97% प्योर आयरन आजकल नहीं प्रोड्यूस कर सकता इतना प्योर आयरन बहुत उसमें रस्ट नहीं लगता एडवांसमेंट ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी मेटलर्जी इन इंडिया रिसर्च यू नो
अभी तक कोई बना भी नहीं
पाया
कुतुब मीनार में
एक पिक्चर दिखाया था ना
कुतुब
मीनार
उसको नादिर शाह ने आया था 1200 ईस्वी में उसने तोड़ने का भी प्रयास किया था
टूटा
नहीं पाया
टूट गया
नहीं It says this is John Walker says that in ancient India the writers of knowledge were careful to observe every form of change, every pattern of flow, rest motion and to describe even the smallest effects seen, the causes unseen. Often they spoke of matter that were beyond the five senses, yet in much detail. It seems their science was one of the experience more than speculation. बहुत सारे लेयर थे बताए हुए नाउ दिस इज सम फैक्ट्स अबाउट इंडिया इंडिया नेवर इनवेडेड एनी कंट्री इन हर लास्ट 10,000 ईयर्स ऑफ हिस्ट्री India invented the number system. Zero was invented by Aryabhatta. The world's first university was established in Taxila in 700 BC. More than 10,500 students from all over the world studied more than 60 subjects. The University of Nalanda, built in 4th century BC, was one of the greatest achievements of the ancient Indian in the field of education. Sanskrit is the mother of all European languages. Sanskrit is the most suitable language for computer software. A report in Forbes magazine, July 1987. Ayurveda is the earliest school of medicine known to the humans. Charak, the father of medicine, consulted Ayurveda 2500 years ago. Today, Ayurveda is fast regaining its rightful place in our civilization. Although modern images of India often show poverty and lack of development, India was the richest country on earth until the time of British invasion in the early 17th century. Christopher Columbus was attracted by India's wealth. The art of navigation was born in the river Sindh 6000 years ago. The very word navigation is derived from the Sanskrit word navgati. Navigation word jo hai, wo navgati se aaya hai. The word navy is also derived from the Sanskrit word nav. Usse nav pe chalo.
Navy.
Nav. Usse navy word aaya hai. Bhaskaracharya calculated the time taken by the earth to orbit the sun hundreds of years before the astronauts marked. Time taken by the earth to orbit the sun. 365.2587565 for days. The value of pi was first calculated by Budhayan, and he explained the concept of what is known as Pythagoras theorem. He discovered this in the 6th century, long before the European mathematicians. Algebra, trigonometry and calculus came from India. Quadratic equations were by Siddharacharya in the 11th century. The largest numbers the Greeks and the Romans used were 106. Whereas Hindus use number as big as 10^53. It is, yes, Mahatant. What is it? Ekai dahai sakra hajar das hajar lakh das lakh crore das crore arab das arab khara neem sankh padam sankh Mahatant. Mahatant goes till 10^53. With a specific nails as early as 500. Even today the largest used number is Tera. इससे आगे नहीं है अकॉर्डिंग टू द जियोलॉजिकल इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ अमेरिका अप अंटिल 1890 इंडिया वाज द ओनली सोर्स फॉर डायमंड्स टू द वर्ल्ड चेस वाज इन्वेंटेड इन इंडिया गैम्बलिंग खेलते थे ना महाभारत में भी है ठीक है The place value system, the decimal system was developed in India 100 BC. Sushrut is the father of surgery. 2600 years ago, he and health scientists of his time conducted complicated surgery like cesarean, cataract, artificial limbs, fractures, injury stones, and even plastic surgery and brain surgery. Uses of anesthesia was well known in ancient India. Over 125 surgical equipment were used. Deep knowledge of anatomy, physiology, etiology, embryology, digestion, metabolism, genetics and immunity is also found in many texts. Although modern images and descriptions of India often show poverty, India was one of the richest countries till the time of British in the early 17th century. So, इसमें कितना पैसा इंडिया से ले गए थे बता रहा है उसमें एक calculation किया है. So many dollars, you know, billions of dollars they have looted from India, Britishers. And सोचिए मुस्लिम्स ने कितना. Messenger of peace and prosperity. India conquered and dominated China culturally for 20 centuries without ever having to send a single soldier across the border. ये बोला former ambassador of China in America. इसने बोला कि India जो है वो कितना powerful culture है India का. Glory of Vedic wisdom is the last part. Veda are the oldest literature in the world. In point of authenticity, the Vedas have incontestable precedence over the most ancient records. These holy books, which according to the Brahmins contains the revealed word of God, were honored in India long before Persia, Asia Minor, Egypt and Europe were colonized or inhabited. This is Francois Nicolet. Vedas are non-sectarian. This is the most important part, one of the most important. They say, no, Hindu, Muslim like that. No, it's for human being. Hindu word is nowhere used in the Vedas. Whenever I have read any part of the Vedas, I have felt that some unearthly and unknown light illuminating me. in the great teaching of the Vedas, there is no touch of sectarianism. It is of all ages, climes and nationalities, and is the royal road for the attainment of the great knowledge. Sorry. Glory of Ramayana. Every civilization which is not based on the culture of the spirit is doomed to perish in brutality and blood. Oh, Rama and Sita, noble human heroes, you who give the example of a sublime spiritual ideal in your atmosphere of peace and infinite tenderness, there is a hope of the regeneration of humanity through the understanding of these ancient symbols and by their realization in the inner lives of men. So what it says that the, what is the culture and what is the lifestyle given by Lord Rama, you know, that is so touching to the heart, so it can bring peace and happiness in the entire world.
Yes.
He is the French author of the Fragrance of India, Landmarks for the World of Tomorrow. Less roots, ardents, developed. So many people were good also, you know, not only all bad. Many people said Vedas they could read and they could have a very positive opinion about the Vedas. All were not wrong. Glory of Bhagavad Gita. Gita gives practical philosophy. The marvel of the Bhagavad Gita is its truly beautiful revelation of life's wisdom which enables philosophy to blossom into religion. Harmonious. The Gita answers all questions. In the great books of India, the Bhagavad Gita, an empire spoke to us nothing small or unworthy, but large, serene, consistent, the voice of an old intelligence which in another age and climate had pondered and thus disposed of the questions that had society. Ram following us, an eminent American thinker. Gita is the best of all religious books. The Bhagavad Gita is the best of books containing a wisdom blander and far more sane than that of the Hebrews, whether in the mind of Moses or of him Nazareth. Were I a preacher, I would venture sometimes to take from it, its text the motto and the moral of my discourse. It would be hard, helpful and invigorating to breathe some of this mountain air into the lungs of Christianism. Christianity ko padhna chahiye. Bhagavad Gita. Gita is a democratic book. The message of the Gita is a universal call to democracy, liberty for the people, liberty for each individual. The great affirmation of the Bhagavad Gita is that every individual, whatever he may be, rich or poor, can and must raise himself on life's path, and that he has a right to his emancipation, social, intellectual and spiritual. This is the message of Gita. Everybody is equal on the spiritual platform and everybody has the right to rise to the highest platform, either he is a Sudra, Vaishya or anybody like that. That's what Louis Trevelyan says. So like there are many other points we can discuss, but the world needs human wisdom. Yeah, Indian wisdom. It is already becoming clear that a chapter which had a Western beginning will have to have an Indian ending. Right, it's a Western beginning, abhi Indian ending hoga. If it is not to end in this self-destruction of the human race. At this supremely dangerous moment in history, the only way of salvation for mankind is the Indian way. Dr. Ranald Tony Bay, British historian. But a lamentable and unfortunate but harsh reality is that it is extremely lamentable that some modern day Indian Sanskrit scholars continue to glorify such European Indology as unbiased students of Sanskrit literature, whose sole aim was to acquire knowledge from its own sake. Ever facts in this essay so very clearly the true motivations of the so-called pioneers of Indology. Aaj bhi log inko glorify karte hain. Usko Saint bolte hain, Saint Max Muller. However, what is even more lamentable is that the dream of Macaulay has come true. Macaulay ne jo dream dekha tha, ki pura Bharat jo hai bhi Christian style mein aa jayega, wo has come true. His vision of creating a caste of Brown Sahibs has become a reality. Nowadays, whilst the Western world turns its face towards Indian philosophy for the answers to life's complexity, the greatest adversaries of Vedic culture are the Indians themselves. The secular politicians, the journalists, the educationalists, in fact the whole westernized cream of India. And what is even more paradoxical is that most of them are supposedly Hindu. They are propagating glory of Western culture, sitting in India in the name of Hindu. Upon gaining independence, such people denied India its true identity by retaining the British education and judicial system. As the judicial system is Indian, that is coming from Britain, not the Indian judicial system. Itna ganda hai judicial system, education system. Without trying to adapt it to the unique Indian mentality and psychology. India ka mentality alag hai, psychology alag hai. You cannot bring the education system or the judicial system from other countries. Because Indian psychology is different, Indian lifestyle is different, Indian culture is different. We cannot superimpose the other terrible problem in society. Therefore, a wake up call to all of you. In the realm of entertainment, India produces more films than any country in the world. Since the British left India, Indian dress code has also changed considerably. Indian men wear western trousers and shirts. If they wear something traditional, they are thought as old fashioned. In essence, the youth of India today are taught to be ashamed of the they are ashamed of their religion and the ethics given by their forefathers. They have been made to believe that embracing westernization is the only way they can progress in life. In this way, the British are still masters of India. Britishers are still masters of India. In spite of going to back to the Britain, they are still controlling India. And the proselytizing Christian ideologies have won the day. Until India wakes up to her mistake and strives to rediscover her spiritual heritage, she will continue to produce brown sahibs and will remain under the yoke of the ghosts of Macaulay and the British educational system. So, इसलिए हम लोगों को जगना पड़ेगा, है ना? We have to tell this to each and everybody, that what is the glory of our Vedic culture, how glorious it is, and this culture only can save the world, not demoniac culture. India is the cradle of the human race, the birthplace of human speech, the mother of history, the grandmother of legend, and the great grandmother of tradition. Our most valuable and most instructive materials in the history of man are treasured up in India only. Mark Twain. This is the importance of Indian culture. And then India appears to me in all the living power of her originality. I traced her progress in the expansion of her enlightenment over the world. I saw her giving her laws, her customs, her moral, her religion to Egypt, to Persia, to Greece and Rome. I saw Gemini and Ved Vyas precede Socrates and Plato, and Krishna, the son of the Virgin Devajani, precede the son of the Virgin of Bethlehem. Louis Franco is the one. Therefore, all live together. Thank you very much. A long presentation.
लेकिन
फिर आप बिल्कुल बोलने हुए नहीं है. सो एक्चुअली आई हैड कंपाइल्ड सो मेनी क्वेश्चंस आई हैव.